Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
World leaders aim to fight global warming.
A plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2050.
When going out's not fun.
Startling dating violence numbers and an initiative
to educate young people of these horrors.
Iraq and U.S. troop withdrawal.
Timetable talk draws quick White House response.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's not the giant step environmentalists have been hoping for, but the leaders attending the G8 summit in Japan are inching toward dealing with global warming. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering in Hokkaido.
The G8 leaders are endorsing the plan that would have their nations reduce emissions of greenhouse gases by 50% by the year 2050, but only if other major economies sign on, which is just what President Bush has been calling for.
Look, we can't have an effective agreement unless China and India are a part of it.
Until now, Mr. Bush feels those nations have gotten a free pass when it comes to reducing pollution, but their leaders will be at the G8 tomorrow to present their case. Mark Noller, CBS News, Hokkaido, Japan.
It's not a comforting picture. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says nearly half the coral reefs in U.S. waters are in fair condition at best. The Sierra Club's Dave Hamilton says the culprit is clear.
Waters are getting more acidic because of the absorption of carbon dioxide and rising temperatures.
Not only are these reefs critical breeding grounds for many seafood species, but scientists say they're also a barometer of how healthy the oceans are in general. For a significant number of teens and tweens, a date can turn into a violent experience. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Your dream child's nightmare.
Her boyfriend tells her what to do, it's her down, maybe hurts her.
That public service announcement highlights a problem spelled out in a disturbing new survey. 20% of teens ages 13 and 14 know someone who has suffered dating violence. With sex, the problem worsens. More demands, more control.
We were surprised at how many kids ages 11 and 12 are dealing with these issues.
Jane Randall of Liz Claiborne says one in 10 of these tweens knows a friend who's had sex.
Those stats are absolutely alarming.
Rhode Island Attorney General Patrick Lynch and his colleagues nationwide are launching an initiative to place dating violence programs in every school. The goal?
That each state turn an eye to what we can do to educate young people of these horrors.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
To Iraq, where Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is on the record for the first time in calling for a U.S. troop withdrawal timetable. The Bush administration's reaction? For that, we go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, the White House is trying to downplay the Iraqi leader's statement, with President Bush firmly opposed to any talk of a troop withdrawal timetable. A spokesman says the administration does not view al-Maliki's comment as a formal proposal for a set plan for U.S. troops to leave. But the statement is al-Maliki's most direct and public mention of a withdrawal timetable. Another Iraqi official, though, says any pullout would be linked to the ability of Iraqi forces to protect their war-torn country. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Iraq today, the U.S. military says four contractors have been killed in a roadside bombing. The nationalities of the victims haven't been released. The two men who chair the War Powers Commission say the next time a president commits Americans to combat, Congress should vote on it. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Former Secretaries of State James Baker and Warren Christopher, along with other commission members, said they're trying to restore bipartisanship, adding that if the White House and Congress are both involved in fateful decisions to go to war, there's a much bigger chance of public support. This morning, they're unveiling new procedures. For instance, when a president has to get congressional approval for having Americans in combat. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Charge of denial between Afghanistan and Pakistan over yesterday's Kabul bombing that killed 41 people. A spokesman for the government says there is sufficient evidence that Pakistan's intelligence agency was behind the attack. The Pakistanis say they played no role. It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter is in Spain this week to talk to renewable energy companies about investing in Colorado. He's meeting with several companies that visited Colorado this winter. The Secret Service has no plans to search everyone entering a fenced-off protest area at the Democratic National Convention. That's according to a motion filed in federal court by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The filing came in a lawsuit over plans to put protesters in designated protest zones. The American Civil Liberties Union and other groups have alleged that the Secret Service plans to conduct searches of all protesters under the premise that anyone who enters the protest zone has consented to being searched. Barack Obama's plan to accept the Democratic presidential nomination at Invesco Field rather than the Pepsi Center set the television network scrambling only hours after Obama announced he would make the speech at the 76,000-seat stadium. Broadcast executives held a conference call to discuss how it affects their carefully considered plans to pool camera coverage of the event. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a quiet start to this morning's commute. Traffic is pretty light. CDOT's wrapped up some overnight construction projects. There's a stalled out car westbound 470 near Quebec, but everybody's just kind of flying by it. 25 getting busy downtown.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-550-6404.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-550-6404. 1-800-550-6404. That's 1-800-550-6404.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
I know there's some people that no matter what you say, you can't do anything about them. And what I mean by that is you can't convince them. You're not going to win them over. Mary and I were having this conversation yesterday on the way home from the doctor's office that you can't. I mean, no matter what you do, you can't get them to see. And they're either in denial or they're just not informed enough to know what goes on. They don't keep track of things, which is easily understandable. Considering the complexity of our lives every single day. And also, maybe the folks who listen to this radio station, maybe you guys are different than a lot of people in the public out there. But don't you get tired of politics and going over the same thing over and over again? Yesterday I went to the doctor's office for my voice, and found out that my vocal cords are swollen, which is due to a number of reasons. and he gave me some medication. And I got to go back in like 2 months, and hopefully it'll clear up. But guess where the doctor's office was? It's this voice and speech specialist, and it's in the Denver Arts Complex. Well, McCain was there across the street. And they had, Arapaho? They had Arapaho blocked off. And you can't imagine the amount of security vehicles around this guy. I mean, you want to talk about a carbon footprint? And I'm sure it's the same thing for Obama. But you want to talk about a carbon footprint? This guy was leaving a carbon footprint. And I talk about it today on my blog at jmarvinblog.com that the number one story in the news this morning, actually the two big stories in the news this morning here locally, are John McCain coming to town and Barack Obama going to Invesco. We haven't had a candidate do what Barack Obama is going to do since John Kennedy did it in 1962. And yesterday we talked about Obama, and we talked about the expense of it and the logistics of it and having to do it. And I suppose, out of fairness, I should probably talk about John McCain being here today. Yesterday. But I don't want to talk about John McCain. And I admit this freely on the air. Number one, I don't want to attack him, because I think I've said all there is to say about him. And number two, I don't believe anything he says anyway. So I fit into the category of people who you just can't convince. The thing is, I'm on the other side. How about you? I mean, do you believe any of the statements that he made yesterday? Do you think he can balance the budget? Do you think his take on a gas holiday is a good idea? Do you think that any of that stuff is worth thinking about? Or are they just promises that people make because they're out running and it sounds good? Now, Obama, on the other hand, big criticism about him is that he's drifting to the right. Comments about FISA, comments about recent Supreme Court rulings, including guns and the child molester situation. Also, faith-based initiatives. How many of you out there consider yourself to believe, whether you're religious or not, that government essentially has no place in the religious world? How many of you think that? See, I do. And here's Obama talking about continuing faith-based programs. And it's like, okay, here we go again. Here we go again. And it's the same old thing all the time, over and over and over, that these guys run to the left or run to the right, and then once they secure the nomination, then they tack to the middle. Why can't we have a candidate who just has the guts to stand up and say, this is what I'm for, like it or not, and if I lose the election, I lose it. But here's where I'm coming from. This is where I stand. Either accept me or reject me. But we don't have that. And if you look behind most candidates' campaigns, what you'll see is a lot of stagecraft and a lot of calculating and a lot of balancing out as to responses that they're going to give. They're not like you and I. You and I, within the course of 3 hours and 45 minutes left of this radio program, we're going to think about what we're going to say, but we're going to think in terms of discussing the topic. We're not going to think in terms of how we look or how we sound. We're just going to have an exchange. Okay, you can't do that, I guess, when you're running for office. I guess you can't do that. I guess you just can't get up there and say, okay, this is what I stand for, and either accept it or reject it. And, yeah, I'm going to have to go out and sell myself, and I'm going to have to go out and sell my ideas, which is part of what America is all about. But I'm not going to get out there, and I'm not going to pander. I'm not going to change my stance on things. Now, nobody has more of a record than changing their stances than John McCain. Somebody who listens to this show, Mary, who listens to this show, sent me an email at am760.net, which contains McCain's 27 flip-flops so far during this campaign season. But it's like, man, I just don't want to sit here and talk about this guy. Because I don't think there's anything left to say. I mean, did any of you pay attention to anything he said yesterday? Did any of you consume what he said on the nightly news? Anybody? Ferris? No, it's Bueller? 303-713-7600. Just out of curiosity. Anybody? No? Nah, I guess not. Probably like me, right? And the only thing I know about what he said yesterday is from what I got from sound bites out of the newsroom. And I just reject them all. So I admit that I'm closed-minded. So punish me. I mean, I just don't think he's good for America, and I think that he, you know, it's BS. I mean, it's just absolute BS. And he talks about wanting to do all this stuff, and he doesn't tell you how he's going to do it. He doesn't tell you how he's going to not raise it. How do you not raise anybody's taxes? How do you not do something about the country's overwhelmingly huge debt and trade imbalance? And see, I'm getting onto it. I'm starting to talk about it. But it's like, I just feel like when you hear this stuff, you think to yourself, well, man, this guy must think I was born yesterday. Or the whole controversy about oil. Refineries in this country are already jammed to the limit trying to produce. Nobody wants any new ones because they don't want any of them built near them. And drilling is not going to solve our gas problems. Why is it people can't see that? You won't get any immediate relief at the gas pump by drilling, will you? Because what does it take, 10 to 15 years to make that come to fruition? So how's it going to help me tomorrow? Now, the date today is July the 8th. For those of you who don't pay cash for gas and who use a credit card, how's your bill look? It's up there, isn't it? It's higher than it's ever been. And I don't think either of these two candidates have a solution on how to fix this. And I know I'm being negative. Stop being negative, Jay. Maybe we should play a song after the traffic just to kind of lighten the mood up a little bit here, because I don't mean to get real heavy, but I'm just expressing frustration about all of this. I don't know, John, you look at your gas bill lately?
My electric bill?
No, gas.
Gas? Like for... Yeah, well, I was telling you yesterday, me and Stacey spent about $600 a month.
I'm up to about five, and I don't drive that much.
It's ridiculous, and that's a short commute. My wife works from home, and that's just going, taking the kids to and from school and daycare.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it this morning when we were going over the sound bites. Do we really want to? Do we really believe anything that John McCain says?
Hard to.
I mean, do we even want to?
His flip-flops have been well documented.
Yeah, I mean, do we even want to talk about it? About the guy? Maybe we should just run all the sound bites and ask for people's reaction. Since it's the big story of the morning, right? that the old skin was here yesterday. All right, maybe we'll do that. 19 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and John Turk with traffic.
Traffic is building in the usual areas, especially on the southbound approach into downtown on I-25. Going to be busy for you at Thornton Parkway and, again, near Park Avenue. 225 also picking up an Aurora in both directions around Parker Road, but currently no accidents being reported. Today's forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a slight chance for thunder.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio. The show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi, I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads, so I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you, and I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-996-3695. That's 1-800-996-3695. 1-800-996-3695.
For the reason may be, maybe you've got a small business and you need a truck. Maybe you're one of those people that still needs an SUV. I mean, we were talking last night about this, about, yeah, fuel-efficient vehicles are great, but what happens if you need more room? Well, Rockies has got you covered. They'll show you the book on any vehicle that they have. They have their matching down incentive going on, and great hours. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they got a track record to stand behind. I urge you to check them out. I urge you to go get the most for your dollar at Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to cut that debt by half or even more?
It's been the best decision of my life. They settled my biggest account for 33 cents on the dollar.
That's a 67% debt reduction.
I was in debt with one creditor for $15,000, and they managed to get a settlement of $3,000.
Of course, results will vary by your situation, but if you're drowning in credit card debt and would like to wipe out 30 to 60% of it, call Debt Consultants of America.
They bent over backward to help. I've recommended them to several of my friends.
They kept me informed, and they answered all my questions.
Stop never-ending late fees and outrageous interest rates. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Debt Consultants of America does the work for you to reduce your debt and get more cash in your pocket.
Call 800-746-2185. You can't save if you don't call. Call 800-746-2185. That's 800-746-2185. Call 800-746-2185. Again, 800-746-2185.
Back in the days when rock and roll on AM was cool.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Only doll I've ever owned.
I like to play the whole thing.
Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll.
Better talking about McCain.
But only now my love has grown. And it gets grown.
Take on this.
Never been a big Tina Turner fan, man.
Oh, come on, this jams.
It's all right.
Crank it. All right, which would you rather do? Hear this or talk about John McCain?
probably hear this.
You were a young boy, did you have a puppy?
Oh my God. They're injecting people of color on the radio. Stage at Invesco Field, don't you think?
God, it felt good to play that whole thing and to break the rules. I turned on AM 760 this morning and 626, and they're playing some god-awful song, and I wanted to talk about healthcare. Well, actually, I just thought it would beat talking about John McCain. 626, 26 minutes after the hour, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. All right, so now should we get to the bad news? After we played that. John, you didn't like that song? Come on,
it's
man.
It's just all right to me, man. I don't know.
Wall of Sound? You didn't dig that?
It's okay. It's all right. I've just never been a big Tina Turner fan. I don't know why.
Well, it's Ike and Tina Turner.
Well, I know that. I don't want to be one.
And I read this, I read this interesting thing about Ike Turner. That, you know that movie that they made about Ike Turner where they, you know, said that he was a serial, women abuser and all this kind of stuff, that Tina Turner said the movie wasn't fair to him. But now, and of course he's passed on, he's taking a dirt nap, but like any time you bring his name up, people go, oh, drug addict, wife beater. And she says that the wife beater part's not fair, which I thought was pretty interesting, that they didn't give him a fair shake. Now, how shocked are we that Hollywood wouldn't do that? All those quote-unquote Hollywood liberals. Okay, let me play this McCain stuff for you. And we got four clips, and then you can call at 303-713-7600. And you can tell me whether you believe or disbelieve, and if you believe, why you believe, and if you disbelieve, why you disbelieve. Now, these are four cuts from the newsroom. So, out of about 50 that they have. So, we just snatched a few out. So, here we go. Okay, here's John McCain yesterday in Denver. Here's cut number one.
Jobs are the most important thing our economy creates. When you raise taxes in a bad economy, you eliminate jobs. I'm not going to let that happen.
All right, there's one. Here's cut number two.
American families need tax relief, and I, not my opponent, will deliver it.
Okay, here's cut number three.
By producing more of our own oil and gas, increasing our own supply, we'll send a message to the market and result in lower prices for oil and gas.
And finally, here's cut number four.
Let me give you a little bit of straight talk on energy. Our dangerous dependence on foreign oil has been 30 years in the making. Not yesterday, 30 years. And was caused by the failure of politicians in Washington to think long-term about the future of the country. If we don't act now to break our strategic dependence on foreign oil, we're putting our national security, our economy, and our environment at great risk, at grave, grave risk.
Wouldn't you love to stand up and say, well, yeah, John, but what about the last 8 years, 7 years? What kind of planning have we had for energy in the last 7 years? All right, there it is, John McCain in Denver. Your chance now to tell us whether you believe or disbelieve what he's saying at 303-713-7600. And I've got three open lines fulfilling my commitment to talk about John McCain, who was here in Denver yesterday at the Performing Arts Center, 303-713-7600. Oh, and there was a guy yesterday, too, when I was down there. He was dressed in a T-shirt and shorts holding a McCain sign. And I wanted to walk up to him and say, hey, man, it's like the middle of the day. Don't you have a job? Oh, excuse me, I forgot the economy. Which, by the way, McCain said yesterday that the economy is slow. Maybe you should go to Frontier and United and ask them about the 606 jobs they're going to cut. All right, so at 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour, we have no takers on the McCain subject. That just shows you that nobody cares about John McCain, that you didn't hear what he had to say because you don't believe him anyway. Right? Because you think he's a serial liar. Oh, we have like one call? Well, maybe we should just play River Deep Mountain High again and force people to call in. Oh, you want to do MacArthur Park? Oh, okay. Well, John McCain left the cake out in the rain. And there's no way to ever bake that recipe again. Right?
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and the prayers.
Maybe John McCain could use this as his campaign song. Because I don't understand the metaphors here any more than I understand what John McCain's saying, because I don't believe what he's saying. You know something really interesting? When I worked, the last radio station I worked at, which was the majority of it was conservative, and I was paired off with this conservative woman, I always kept asking the same question over and over and over again, and I could never get an answer out of anybody. How do you go to war where you have to spend money and yet you cut taxes? So in other words, how do you fix the problems that are outstanding in this country if you don't address them? How are they going to go? They're just going to get worse, right? So how long are we going to sit here and we're just going to hide from the truth? And this goes for both parties. Oh, and now we've got a big whopping two calls. All right, I'll put them on. I mean, we're hitting a home run here, I'm telling you, this morning with this. Shows you how much this audience cares about John McCain, which, you know, I don't blame you. Probably didn't listen to a word he had to say. I mean, I don't want to talk about this in the first place. But I probably would catch hell for management for not getting into it because he was here yesterday. Using a whole tank truck full of fossil fuel to power around his security apparatus. Howard in Denver. Howard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning to you.
Hi.
Hey, Jay. Two quick things. First off, I really do appreciate, and the rest of the American people should appreciate, the truthful, heartfelt feeling that you have for all of us. You explained to us about things that you have actually helped save me in a lot of ways by explaining your life, because your life and my life, medically wise and other ways, are not too much dissimilar from one another. And I want to let you know I really do appreciate that. And thanks for the well wishes that you gave me on the telephone last time I called, and you expressed that you love me as a human being. I feel the same way about you, Jay. You're a great guy.
Yeah, man. You know what? Listen, guys like you and I, we got to stick together.
There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. All right, now what about Mr. McCain?
All right, let me tell you what. Jay, you are, and your radio station is my radio station of choice. But you have to keep up with what these other guys are saying. That way you can be aware of where they're coming from and where they are headed. I listened to John McCain yesterday, and he had some young people, a couple of young people, I guess they were young Republicans here from CU and other colleges, down there at his town hall. He had one young guy, I think his name, I ain't going to tell you what his name was, but this young guy had to be about 19, 20 years of age, and he was asking John McCain about how the government can help students with student loans. John McCain said the following, that, you know, we maybe need to create a service program for young people. Let me finish. He said, and I'm thinking, the whole second, we got AmeriCorps, we got the Peace Corps. Why would John McCain come up with another service program? I said, now what could that service program he's thinking about, he's going to express to this young guy about 19 years of age? And then it came to me. It's called the military. That's one thing you can believe about John McCain. And that is, when he said there will be other wars, he's not kidding about that. Because that's all he has to offer to the American people. I respect John McCain's service. But I have a lot more respect for guys who slugged it out on the ground in the service and during Vietnam. Not saying I disrespect pilots, but to me, it's a little bit more easier to be a pilot from 5,000 feet above the ground dropping bombs on people as compared to being on the ground slugging it out.
Well, I think doing anything in regards to that is hard. But maybe the problem this morning is maybe I'm asking the wrong question. Maybe the question ought to be, how many people out there believe that John McCain would take us to war? I believe he'd start a war in Iran in a heartbeat.
He's on his way. He already said it. He already told it. See, the one thing about John McCain that I noticed, he already told the American people what he has planned for them. He told them there will be other wars, and he don't know anything about the economy. So you can put two and two together if you desire and protect yourself.
Do you want to hear something mind-blowing about John McCain?
What's that, Jay?
Check this out. This is the year 2008. McCain has admitted this. Do you know he doesn't know how to use a computer?
Yeah, I heard him.
He's never been on the Internet.
Well, Jay, I know one thing. These young people, I mean, like, you and I are about the same age. We already been there, done that. And as a matter of fact, we on the other side of the hill.
Yep.
These young people better wake up and smell the coffee, because John McCain is going to start a war. Unnecessarily, but he will start one. And young people, that's the service program that John McCain has prepared for them.
Yeah, I think unfortunately you're right. Howard, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey, man, thank you. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Can you imagine electing somebody president of the United States that has never used a computer? Doesn't know how to use a computer? Doesn't know how to go to the Internet to see his own website? Oh, yeah. I got a website up there. Well, I've never seen it. Because I don't know how to use a computer.
How does he check his email?
I guess he doesn't. Or he has somebody here. Somebody gets it for him.
Wow.
All right. You know something else which would be interesting? We should play word association. Okay, watch this. Now, don't think about what I'm just think about what I'm going to ask you. And don't go any farther. Okay? One word in your mind. What comes into your mind when I say John McCain?
Old. Old.
Yeah, me too. Not trying to be...
No, and there was like a...
You know, age. I'm not trying to discriminate against age, but yeah.
Wasn't there like some kind of study yesterday, like when they did that, and when they think of John McCain, it's old. When they think of Barack Obama, change.
Okay, so was that going to be your answer on Barack?
I don't know if that would have been my answer on Barack.
See, my answer would be change.
I would say new blood.
All right, that's change.
Right.
Old.
Have you seen that picture of him with his watch, and his skin is crawling over the face of the watch?
I mean, he can't see it. This is so wrong.
It is wrong.
This is wrong to make fun of his age. Does anybody out there think we're being wrong making fun of his age?
We probably are. I'm going to catch a lot of flack for that.
Yeah, it's wrong, but he's just an old skin, man, and he doesn't know how to use the computer. You know, how can you elect somebody who doesn't know how to use a computer? God almighty. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
I'm old too, Jay. Southbound I-25, already pretty full from Thornton down to downtown. Real jams occurring between I-70 and Spear. Eastbound 270 starting to bottleneck on the approach to Vasquez. And in Aurora, looked at about 10 to 15 minutes to your trip on southbound 2 1/4. Got heavy pockets from Colfax to 6th Avenue. And again, from the spillway down to the Denver Tech Center. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. We're also calling for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Current temp, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health is interviewing RNs, LPNs, and new grads Tuesday, July 8th and Tuesday, July 15th from 4 to 6 p.m. at 6.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our where-to GPS in every car or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that? Better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
Frown lines disappear from view. All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-400-6078. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
The largest event ever to hit the city of Denver is coming this summer as the Mile High City welcomes the country and the world to the 2008 Democratic National Convention, August 25th through the 29th at Pepsi Center. But you don't have to wait till August to show your true colors. It's time to get your gear on by visiting DenverDNCgear.com for the officially licensed apparel and merchandise of the Denver DNC. DenverDNCgear.com for official Denver DNC apparel, buttons, pins, and novelty items. DenverDNCgear.com. This convention will be a monumental moment in our nation's history, and you'll want the official gear to remember it all. DenverDNCgear.com for official merchandise of the Denver DNC Host Committee. Also available at Altitude Authentic Store in the Pepsi Center and other select locations throughout the city. DenverDNCgear.com. Get your gear on. DenverDNCgear.com.
American families need tax relief, and I, not my opponent, will deliver it.
Grab a towel. 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good morning. It's nice to have you along. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 86. We've been meandering all over the place here this morning, but I've been attempting to try to talk about John McCain, But so far, I don't have many takers on this. 303-713-7600, which leads to my point that I started out in the beginning of the hour, which is basically, you know something? For this audience, for the people who predominantly listen to this radio station, you guys don't really care what he says because you don't believe him anyway. I mean, I don't even think we... Do we have any swing voters out there? Any independents who believe anything the guy says? Here's Michelle in Aurora. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
My word association for Barack Obama would be inspirational. And I think for John McCain, he would be an elitist. I don't think he understands where half of America is. I mean, his policies have no substance. And when he talks, it's boring. It is literally boring.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well, it's like every other politician. And as far as elitist goes, I think that's true too. I mean, I don't think he knows what it's like to roll up to the gas pump, watch the numbers spin, and think to yourself, "Oh man, you know, how can I afford this?" Or the rising cost of food prices, or how we're gonna. In other words, when you go to elementary school. You know, they teach you like 2 and 2 equals 4, right?
Right.
And then somewhere along the line you learn that you can't spend more than you have. In other words,
exactly.
Okay, and I don't understand why all of a sudden this logic goes totally and completely out the door.
Well, for me, that plane, what the hell are you thinking? You buy a plane that's comfortable for you and your staff. I mean, to me, that's already saying you're out of touch with where America's at. Your wife spends $175,000 on a credit card. You don't understand. You can't comprehend what it is for the average American to go to work for every day and try to pay their bills.
Do you think Barack Obama understands everyday Americans?
Yes, I do, because he has been where I've been with a mother on food stamps trying to raise children. That's not easy, but my mother did it as well. And like I told you before, my mother's German. She came here from Germany
right. And
learned to speak the language. So that's even harder, but she raised 3 kids on her own. And for him, he's gone through the same thing. So he understands. That's why he became a community organizer, because he understands the plight of the average person. And McCain has no idea where I'm coming from. He would never step foot inside my neighborhood, whereas Barack Obama, I'm sure, would. And would sit down with me and have a cup of coffee.
I have the same feeling. I have the same feeling that McCain would never come in to my neighborhood because he would figure that there would be no votes for him to get.
Even if you don't figure there's any votes, you should still to understand what everybody is going through, not just the rich, to understand what it is to suffer and try to pay your bills every day. You need to reach average Americans, you know, that go to work every single day and try to pay their bills. This guy, he would never do that. All his events are closed. I mean, they're in places. I mean, just look at the type of person he is. I just can't put it into words, but...
Well, I'd like to challenge him on health care, too. I'd like to say, okay, if federally subsidized or... No, strike that word. If universal health care is not an option in your mind, and if the federal government should stay out of the health care business altogether, then you need to turn your health care plan over to the private sector, and you need to have your benefits cut, and the taxpayers should stop paying for your health care.
Exactly.
And I wonder why nobody ever stands up and challenges him on that.
Because the people that he surrounds himself with aren't going to. Whereas you have Barack Obama, who's been challenged on what he said on the Iraq War. And if you've been paying attention, he's been saying that all along. But it's all spin. It's all spin. But if you're paying attention, you know. And I hope the American people are paying attention.
I hope so, too. Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, and I love you. Keep up the fight.
Well, I love you, too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, my favorite friend. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I am a diehard Barack Obama supporter. I've been one ever since June 2007. He's my man.
Well, that's good.
Okay, but I have something. I just want to put a little twist on something. A couple of things. I think I don't ever listen to anything McCain has to say because he doesn't say anything. I think, and I'm going to try to say it in a way that you can understand what I'm saying, I think it's very admirable of him at 70-something years old to come out and run for president. And I think it shows people that you can be any age, any race, any gender, and you can still run for president. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I would agree with that, but I would agree with it only to the point that when your age becomes prohibitive you being able to be in contact with what's going on in the world.
Uh-huh. But now, Bush is not in contact either.
No, he's not. I agree. But I'll bet you at least he could use a computer.
Okay. Now, that's a negative, and he should have learned somewhere along the way to use a computer. But I don't think the age has anything to do with being out of contact. I think it has to do with being isolated and insulated from what's going on in the world. I mean, what's going on in the community.
Okay, do you think he has mental lapses?
Yeah, he may. I don't know. I don't know. But he has no idea what's going on. He doesn't care. Just like Cheney, they are not concerned about what's going on in the brown and black communities.
No, they don't. No, people of color don't exist for them.
We're invisible.
That's right. I agree.
So that's not even an issue. He can talk about Iraq and his torture and all of this other thing, and that has nothing to do with anything. That's what I'm saying. You know, he needs to get off of that. But the other thing is, why does he... Does he bring his wife on just to stand there and look like Barbie, just to say, look, I have a young wife? What's that about?
Well, she talked yesterday. I don't know what that's about. I mean, I guess that's between the two of them. I don't understand what that is. But other than the fact she got a lot of money, but I guess he loves her. I mean, I guess they
and
have a legitimate relationship.
That's fine. But why does he bring her on just to stand there and look stupid?
Well, because...
Okay, Jay, you could answer the questions, and I'll hang up and let you talk.
All right, Pat.
Okay, bye.
See ya. I don't know. Would you say the majority of Republicans believe that a woman's place is barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen, or is that a bad stereotype? What do you think there, Mr. Turk?
I wouldn't throw that generalization on conservatives.
Okay,
on all conservatives.
No. All right, so I'm being cruel.
I don't know if you're being cruel, but I don't think it applies to all conservatives.
Well, he does put her up there like a Barbie doll.
Isn't that why he married her?
Miss Rodeo Queen, which is what she used to be.
They call them trophy wives where I come from.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you know, I'm sure he loves her. I mean, it's not fair, really. Get into that. I think we should search his luggage in DIA for Viagra.
I don't even know if that would help him.
The first official White House pump. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Traffic with John Turk.
Jay, we got a crash southbound I-25. This is the approach Alameda, and it's just adding to the jams downtown that begin around I-70. It's also going to be slammed for you coming south out of Northland and Thornton from 104th down to 84th. Also north of downtown, 270 busy on both sides in Commerce City, as is westbound I-76 beginning around 74th Avenue. If you're on southbound 225, it's going to be full for you from Colfax down to 6th Avenue and again after Yosemite. Today's forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high around 86, right now 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast toaster. Double meat and double cheese between two slices of thick Texas toast. Choice of sausage, bacon, or ham. Try one anytime with a premium roast, iced, or hot latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
This is Dr. Daddio. Join AM 760 for the 2008 Denver Black Arts Festival, July 10th through the 13th in Denver City Park. I'll broadcast my show live Sunday, July 13th from 3 until 5 p.m. For more info, go to am760.net.
Hi, this is Jonathan. I don't need to tell you how hot it gets here in the summer. Well, you have this great deck, and you never get to use it during the day. It just gets too hot. So here you are sitting inside and looking out at your beautiful but unusable deck. Well, no more. Thousands of homeowners like you made their deck the coolest place of their house by getting a Sunsetter retractable awning. It keeps their deck almost 20 degrees cooler. You should do the same. If you call 1-800-400-6523 right now, Sunsetter will send you a free DVD along with all the information about their great awnings. And it gets even better. Normally a Sunsetter can cost under $600, but when you call now for your free DVD, Sunsetter will also send you a savings certificate worth $200, so you could get your Sunsetter awning for as low as $398. Now listen, if you like being outside in the summer, you gotta call and get the free DVD, including the $200 savings certificate. Here's the number again. It's 1-800-400-6523. 1-800-400-6523.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom, go confidently.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Dedicated to John and Cindy McCain with much love.
Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life.
Okay, we're being much unfair here, I know. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 86. You know what? I'm old. And when I look at him, and he looks older than, I mean, he's older, I mean, I like, it's like, oh my God, my stepfather's running for the presidency.
I mean, he doesn't remind me of like a grandparent, he reminds me of like a great grandparent, you know what I mean? Is that harsh?
I don't know, does he emanate any warmth at all, do you think? I mean, this is all irrelevant banter, and we've gotten like, two big calls this hour, you know, so the whole topic, you know, just went down in flames and sucked. But I don't know, does he seem like, it's like when he smiles, it seems like it's forced. I don't know, we're engaging in character assassination here rather than dealing with the issues. So that's not really fair, you know? Doesn't make any difference what age he is. It doesn't make any difference how he looks. It's what he says that counts. But, of course, you can't win anybody over with that in this crowd because everybody's like Michelle and the rest. I don't listen to anything he has to say. I think this hour proved it. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to get to something a little bit better, a little bit more lively. Who's right about when we should leave Iraq? The United States or the Iraqi government? And we may be getting crossways. So we'll talk about that coming up.
Look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, floating on to you.
Have you ever wished you could have your investments managed by a team of America's top money masters? Well, there's an investment firm that thinks you had a pretty good idea. We're the Retirement Corporation of America, and we've identified 15 top mutual fund managers who consistently achieve outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this group our Money Masters. It doesn't matter if your investments total $300,000 or $30,000. These Money Masters are ready to help you maximize your investment potential year after year. We even have a free retirement investment plan waiting for you when you call 1-800-300-2050. Best of all, it's easy, because we can move your existing investments for you. To create a Money Masters investment portfolio with low management fees, no commission, and no transaction fees. Look, if you've always wanted top Money Masters to manage your investments, call now for your free retirement investment plan. 1-800-300-2050. 1-800-300-2050.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Not as many delays, not as many canceled flights. That was the goal this summer, but things aren't working out that way.
Flight 472 has been delayed. Please see the representative at the counter for details.
Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What's the problem, Vicki?
Bad weather, money troubles, and an air traffic control system that still can't keep up with passenger demand. Just a few ingredients in the toxic brew that's created about as many travel headaches this summer as last summer. Last month, nearly 30% of all flights were late or canceled, with average one-hour delays, about as bad as last year. New York and Chicago, still the biggest bottlenecks, and staff cutbacks caused by high fuel prices haven't helped airline punctuality either, Frank.
A flight delay Sunday night led to a mutiny in Miami. Passengers upset when an American Airlines crew showed up more than an hour late for a flight to New York, greeted the crew with a chorus of boos. That didn't go over well.
They kind of threatened us that they weren't going to fly because of the way people were acting. Some people got very agitated.
American couldn't find a replacement crew, so it canceled the flight and put the passengers up in a hotel overnight. When the plane finally landed at Kennedy Airport, passengers found out their luggage was at LaGuardia, 12 miles away. The dating game and your teenager. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry, what should parents know?
That dating violence is more prevalent than they may realize, Frank. A new survey shows 20% of 13 and 14-year-olds know a friend who has experienced it. Large numbers of 11 and 12-year-olds report verbal abuse, often through
cell phones, paging, IMs, social networking sites.
Jane Randall of Liz Claiborne, the nation's attorneys general today, announced an effort to place dating violence programs in every school. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Hot, dry weather is complicating the job of California wildfire fighters. On the front lines in Santa Barbara County, Dave Price of the CBS News Early Show tells us it's not an easy job to begin with.
The hours they're working are incredible, 12 to 14 hours a day, an hour's trip down to the base camp, an hour back. And they're stopping only to sleep and to eat and then to start all over again.
Hurricane Bertha has grown into a strong Category 3 storm with top winds of 120 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center meteorologist Richard Pasch doubts it's going to hit the American mainland.
It's currently on a track that will keep it well east of the U.S. East Coast. And right now, in fact, the island of Bermuda is the place where the people there are keeping an eye on it.
G8 summit leaders have set a goal of cutting greenhouse gases in half by 2050. Environmentalists call the statement an empty slogan. At a town hall meeting near Atlanta within the hour, Barack Obama will call for an overhaul of the bankruptcy laws to protect people who can't pay their bills because of medical expenses or military service. Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed may give squeezed Wall Street firms more time to draw emergency loans from the central bank. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get him!
Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine, too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says he's delighted with Barack Obama's decision to accept the Democratic nomination at Invesco Field rather than the Pepsi Center. Three times as many people will be able to fit into the stadium, and Hickenlooper says the city is working to make all the necessary logistical arrangements. Governor Ritter is in Spain this week to talk to renewable energy companies about investing in Colorado. He's meeting with several companies that visited Colorado this winter. The director of Ritter's energy office and his economic development director are also on the trip. And no charges will be brought against the Fort Collins police officer Jim Broderick from the now dropped murder case against Tim Masters. Lawyers filed a complaint asking the Weld County District Attorney to investigate whether Broderick gave misleading testimony during Masters' 1998 trial for Peggy Hetrick's murder. DA Ken Buck plans to release the decision in an 11-page report today. Masters spent almost a decade behind bars until a judge vacated the murder charges against him in January. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Keep your eyes peeled for a minor accident. This is southbound I-25 on the approach to Alameda. Sounds like it's off to the shoulder. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Things are starting to slow down on 225 after Parker Road past DTC as well as westbound 76 right around 74th. There's also going to be some heavy pockets on 470 in the southwest part of Denver. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast toaster. Double meat and double cheese between two slices of thick Texas toast. Choice of sausage, bacon, or ham. Try one anytime with a premium roast, iced, or hot latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
As the price of gas continues to rise, so does the number of fuel-saving experts. Look, the guys at Advanced Auto Parts aren't scientists inventing hydrogen engines or cellulosic ethanol. They got their PhDs in parts. Stuff like air filters, fuel filters, spark plugs, fuel system cleaners, and other things that make cars run more efficiently. Look, if you really want to save money on gas, go buy a bike. Otherwise, head on over to Advanced Auto Parts. They'll show you how to get more miles per gallon. Whatever you're working on, Advanced will help you keep the wheels turning.
Lie to again, ladies and gentlemen, lie to again, lie to again.
So now, are we going to call the White House?
I'll dial.
If you would like to leave a comment for the president, please press 1.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Coming from a fortified bunker deep within the heart of the free speech area at the DNC. Jay Marvin, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. You know, you could accuse me of doing a flip-flop on those folks. I mean, I was originally like riding the recreate people pretty hard. But then, you know, you get Glenn Spagnuolo in here, and you talk to him about what they intend to do, and it doesn't sound violent, and it doesn't sound bad to me. And then I read somewhere that they're taking rocks or something from the Platte River because they're scared that the people are going to use them as projectiles. Boy, do you think we're over-preparing here? Do you really think... I mean, there's a percentage of people in any group that are going to make trouble, but by and large, and I could be having to get on the air and say, well, I said it, and it wasn't true because there was trouble, but by and large, I think that we're getting too crazy about all of this. All right, Mr. Turk, should I move forward with this topic? Okay, we will move forward with this. I want to talk about Iraq and about the United States and Iraq having a little bit of dispute about when we're going to leave. But I got to talk about this subject this morning and get your take on it and see what you think at 303-713-7600. Now, this is a 60-year-old librarian who received a trespassing ticket yesterday after a liberal group's protest outside the John McCain's supposed town hall meeting. Clutching a sign that read McCain equals Bush, Carol Kreck was removed from the arboretum of the Denver Performing Arts Complex by four Denver police officers. Kreck, a former Denver Post reporter who works part-time as a librarian, for an educational think tank said she was removed as she quizzed a police officer about whether he could deny her free speech rights on city property by taking away her sign, while McCain supporters wore buttons inside. Now, a woman who's a spokeswoman for the Performing Arts Center said that the venue is city-owned rental property, but is not legally defined as public property. I don't know. How does that work? The venue is city-owned rental property, but is not legally defined as public property. Okay, that means that somebody else rents it, and that means that it's be like renting an apartment building? I mean, so like an apartment? I mean, it's just not public property? The liberal group Progressive Now Action has called the center before the event and asking about being inside the Arboretum there. The group was told it would have to rent space or use previously designated protest areas along the street. A spokesperson for the Denver Police Department said officers acted as they would have any complaint on private property. Our officers received a signed complaint from a security guard at a private event and acted accordingly. Tom Kies, a spokesman for the McCain campaign, said that he did not know about Kreck's ouster, but that the town hall style meeting was open to supporters and opponents. All the campaign asked for is respectful dialogue, Kies said. That was all the campaign was looking for, respectful dialogue. What's disrespectful about pointing out that attendees voted for Bush and would be voting for McCain, Kreck said about her sign. All right, how do you feel about this? Do you think they have the right to eject her out of there? Or no? 303-713-7600. Do you buy this idea that the venue is city-owned rental property, but is not legally defined as public property? Do you buy that idea? And I wonder, because I don't know, but I wonder, first of all, the property's city owned. So I'm having a hard time buying the trespassing argument. Second of all, the woman is a part-time librarian, for God's sakes. I mean, couldn't they have just said, look, you need to take the sign and you need to leave? I don't know. Maybe they did that. But it doesn't seem to me that like a 60-year-old woman would get crazy about that. Does it seem like to you that she would start giving like the cops all kinds of trouble? She'd probably just leave. I mean, she's 60 years old, which, once again, I'm not getting into an age thing, but, you know, like if you're 19, you'd probably want to duke it out with the cops, or 18. Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. Stereotyping on my part. But if it's city-owned property, because somebody rents it, it's not legally defined as public property. Now, I guess you could ask the question about taxpayers' money. Is there any taxpayer money used to uphold this facility? Or is it a case that we use taxpayers' dollars to keep up the facility, and the people who rent there, you know, don't. Do you get what I'm saying? All right, we have on the line Carol Kreck, who got busted yesterday. Ms. Kreck, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning.
What years did you work for the Denver Post? Can I ask you that question?
I think it would be about 30 years I worked for the Post, something, you know, from the say, the 60s to 2000, 2001.
Okay, so you're pretty familiar with this kind of stuff. I mean...
With demonstrating or with the police or...
Well, and that and free speech. So...
Yes, yes.
All right, all right. So tell us what happened yesterday. Tell us what you went through.
Well, I got an email on Sunday afternoon from Progress Now asking for people just to stand behind Michael Huttner when he had his little press conference. And because I only work part-time, I'm semi-retired, I thought that would be something I could do that was helpful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed up, and they handed me a sign to hold, you know, as we stood behind Huttner. There were only four or five of us, and the sign said, McCain equals Bush, I think, is what it said.
Right.
So he gave his press conference, and then what he really wanted was for us to stay and ask questions at the town hall. Well, I hadn't intended to do that, but I kind of hung out with those people for a while. I followed them into the courtyard, and we chatted, you know, and we weren't at that point demonstrating at all. We were still, you know, holding our signs or, but not demonstrating. On several occasions, different people would come up to us and say we couldn't bring the signs into the town hall. And, you know, the guy next to me kept saying, well, it doesn't make any difference. I have to go back to work anyway. And I just, you know, told him I understood that, you know, we couldn't do that. So we're standing there chatting, and I'm looking into the lobby into which the town hall people eventually would go. And it's glass, and I see all these policemen. And I begin to ponder, you know, the First Amendment. Would the Denver police actually arrest somebody for holding a sign? And, or would they allow someone else to take the signs away? Or, I mean, I couldn't figure out, I couldn't see the legality of the Denver police arresting someone for having a sign. So, the more I thought about it, the worse it became. I was just pondering it hypothetically because, again, I had no intention of attending the town hall.
Yeah, you were. Well, when I was there yesterday, after that event was over with or close to the end of it, because I had an appointment across the street, I saw people milling around there. They all had McCain signs, but I saw them milling around. All right, so you're standing there, you're talking to other people, you're thinking about this, and,
yes.
and then what happens?
Oh, I said to a man next to me, I said, could that possibly be legal? And he said, well, we're on city property and they're the police, you know. And so then the police came out, and, you know, I'm used to asking questions. And so they came out and were standing near us, nearer and nearer, and I finally said, well, if we did walk into that lobby, would you arrest us? And one of the officers said, well, we would ask first, you know, for you to put the signs down. And I said, well, what about the First Amendment? I mean, even if it were legal in the city for the police to arrest someone with a sign, I mean, the First Amendment is federal. Federal law trumps, you know. And then I said, but I don't even think it's in the city ordinance that a policeman could arrest you for carrying a sign. And then, there are other people there with signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are McCain people wearing buttons, big buttons that say McCain, and it's, my recollection is the Supreme Court recognizes buttons as the same as signs, and it's all protected.
Yes, it's expression of free speech. 719, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. On the line with us, Carol Kreck, who got popped yesterday at the McCain Town Hall meeting. All right, so you're mulling over the First Amendment, and you think to yourself, well...
They all of a sudden said, let's go, you know. You're leaving now. And I said, for what? And they said, trespassing. And I said, and they said, this is private property. And somebody in the crowd said, well, where's the line? When does it become city property? And they said, the sidewalk. Okay, so they escorted me over to the stairs that turn into the courtyard.
Right.
And a SWAT officer, Denver SWAT, starts writing out a citation. And so I'm just rattled. You know?
Why didn't they just say, look, you can't have this here. It's private property. We don't have time to go into it now. Could you just go, you know, follow me down to the sidewalk and I'll explain it to you. Instead of giving you a ticket.
As someone explained to me, the difference between me holding a sign and other people holding a sign is that I asked them what the law was on all that, and that amounts to contempt of cop.
It amounts to what?
Contempt of cop. I got a citation for asking those questions, essentially.
You mean because you asked what your rights were from the Denver Police Department? They gave you a ticket?
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, that's BS.
That's the only thing that separated me from the other sign holders. And here's a funny thing. They said, now, we want you to understand that, you know, now that you're ticketed, if you come back, we will arrest you and throw you in jail. And he said, you wouldn't want to spend the night in jail, would you, ma'am? Now, I'm not the kind of person who thinks fast on her feet.
Right.
But later, I was thinking, you know, just that day, the Rocky had done a story about them throwing the wrong people in jail. And Susan Green at the Post has done several columns about how they keep throwing the wrong people in jail. You know, and it's costing the city quite a lot of money in lawsuits. And I'm thinking, I should have said to him, I understand there are a lot of the wrong people, you know, in jail mistakenly, and maybe I wouldn't be in such bad company. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I have to go to court.
Well, wait a minute, let me ask you something. What about the other people that were holding? Were there other people there that were holding
signs?
Anti-McCain signs, right?
Yes.
Okay, nothing happened to them.
Right.
It was right. Because you walked up and essentially said, well, what are the rules?
Exactly. I mean, I'm a part-time student and a criminal justice major. And we've had to study constitutional law from, you know, many different angles. And I was trying to figure out how they could do that. You know, I just couldn't recall any way that I could be arrested for holding a sign by the Denver police.
Did you call, have you talked to the ACLU?
No. Well,
why not?
Well, I mean, I was kind of shaken by what happened, and so I talked to my kids, you know, my daughters, and one of my daughters knows a bunch of lawyers, so she called me last night and said, I've assembled a dream team, so when I go for my misdemeanor court appearance. I will have two lawyers that specialize in criminal defense, that is almost exclusively homicide and death penalty cases, and a friend who's a private investigator for them. So I'm more than covered legally. And also, I mean, the police broke the law. I mean, you know, it's not going to take more than 5 minutes in a courtroom for a judge, you know, to say, number one, there's the First Amendment. Number two, other people carrying signs were not cited. Number three, the McCain people with their buttons, they weren't asked to take off their buttons. I mean, however you cut that pie, it's a First Amendment violation.
How much is the ticket?
Well, this is kind of amusing. You flip it over, they have trespassing, you know.
Then
you flip it over and you look at the list of offenses, and it really doesn't list trespassing. But in the group of offenses in which it presumably is, disturbing the peace is $100. Urinating in public is $50. I mean...
Okay, so what do you think yours is going to be, $100?
Yes, at worst, $100.
Oh, you know what? $100, I'll pay that fine.
What?
I said I'll pay it.
Well, thank you, but...
$100?
I don't think any of us is going to have to pay anything.
No, I don't think so either. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. I don't understand why it is... But because you asked about what your rights were, that you end up going to jail, or not going to jail, but getting a ticket for that.
Yes.
How does that work?
With jail. I mean, what if I had come back? He didn't say, if you come back with your sign. He said, if you come back, you know, we will throw you in jail.
Yeah, if you show up on the property, period.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, boy. No, come on. And a SWAT officer?
And here's another... Yes, it was. But here's another question. It still isn't clear to me if they did this working for the city or did they do it working for Republicans. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's... I think that's a really legitimate question. I think if they did it for the city ought to be ashamed of itself.
The city, as Susan Green pointed out on Sunday, has a lot of problems lately with, I mean, they won't show citizens what the procedures are for Denver County Jail, for example.
Well, I think
that's very odd.
Well, we have great leadership here. I mean, the mayor is just, I mean, he's my kind of guy. Not really. All right, so when do you go to court?
July 23rd.
Okay, you know what else strikes me about this?
What?
Taxpayer money.
Just a second.
Don't you think?
Oh, yes. It's going to cost a lot more than, you know, my $100 fine if I had to pay it. I mean, the time of the police, the time that we'll take in court, it costs money for the police to do those things. And, you know, here's the deal. The police know it. I mean, they can knowingly arrest the wrong person if they have the same last surname. And they know they have the power to put that person in jail. And that person can, you know, be there for a week, 2 weeks.
Right, right.
And then the person will be found innocent and a judge will apologize. But the police and the city may or may not, you know, settle a minor lawsuit over it. But the police know they have that power. And there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Look, this whole thing is like absurd. This is absurd. Don't you think it's absurd? Why didn't they just say to you, okay, look.
At one point, I was leaving, going down the stairs, and I turned around, and there are all these huge officers behind me, you know. I burst out laughing. It was hilarious.
Yeah, big
5 foot tall old lady.
Yeah, big tough guys, right?
Yes.
Well, I'd love to see who paid for those officers to be there. I'd love to see who signed the complaint, and I'd love for the city of Denver. And I don't know. Do you call Mitch Morrissey's office? Who do you, to explain their actions? I mean, because you walked up and said, "Can I have?" You know, is it wrong for me to have the sign here? Or, can I, what happens if I walk in with the sign? Man, you'll have to leave. And then they give you a ticket? Come on. What is this, Romania under Ceausescu? seriously. Well, how ridiculous is this? By the way, I think I know your husband. Without giving.
Oh, he's an ex-husband. One of several wives.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to get in. I didn't mean to get into that.
Just a second.
I'm not getting into that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're leaving that alone.
Really, it all happened a long time ago, so
okay.
No hard feelings.
Well, if you ever run into him, tell him I said hello. Okay, now, we're going to keep your number because we want to know what's going to happen with this. And not only that, we're going to call the city and ask them to explain what they did.
Let me know, if they were working for the city at that point or were, off-duty working for the Republicans.
Yeah, we'll pass on any information we get.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks a lot.
And you sure you don't want me to pay that ticket? I mean, $100. I mean, I'll pay it. $100. I'll pay it. I'll go to court with you and pay it.
Thanks, anyway.
You sure?
Yeah. You take care.
All right. Well, if you want to borrow $50 or something to pay for half of it, give me a call. Okay, hang on a second. Hang on.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. There's Carol Crack, who got busted for going up to an officer and asking about the sign. Okay, am I alone in this at 303-713-7600, or do you think that this is a little excessive? Do you think this is a little nuts? And, John, don't you agree? We got to call.
Don't call it an open town hall meeting if you're not going to let it be open.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's my main thing. I understand the whole private property deal and her wanting to know about her first rights and... But come on, man. Don't call it an open town hall meeting and then send, SWAT team members over to take care of it.
But all she did was ask a question. It wasn't like she was carrying a bomb or something. What the hell?
Doesn't sound like she's probably very combative either.
All right, so I guess we should call Mitch Morrissey's office and ask him about this. And also, we should call Jerry Whitman's office with the Denver Police Department and ask him about it, too. Yeah, let's do that in about 35 or 40 minutes. You want to do that, John? Yeah, we'll call over there. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour. We're a little behind here, but
way behind.
Well, but having Carol on was worth it.
She was great.
Yeah, she's great. Courageous lady. Okay, traffic, John.
Heavy traffic southbound I-25 in a few spots. First in North Glen from 104th down to 84th. Then you'll hit stop and go from I-70 to Spear. It briefly loosens up before more jams at around 6th Avenue due to an earlier accident near Alameda that has been cleaned up. Other hot, heavy pockets include westbound 76 at 74th and eastbound I-70 at Pecos. And in Aurora, small delays on 225 for northbounders from Iliff to Mississippi and for you southbounders at Colfax and again after Parker Road. Today's forecast partly cloudy, breezy and warm with highs in the mid-80s.
Get the good stuff! These days, the fastest thing on the road is the rising price at the pump. And when it comes to gas mileage, what you get out of your car depends on what you put into it. Napa Auto Parts can help you get the most out of every gallon with Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $2.19 per quart. Quaker State oils are designed with advanced friction fighters to help increase fuel economy and engine reliability. Napa,
Get the good stuff.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast break, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
They have their matching down incentive and they want to see your trade in too. So it might be a chance for you to, one, lower your car payment, and two, get better gas mileage. How can you beat that? Plus, they've got great people out there like Spanky Herrera and Freddie Lobrato and Gerard Bernard and the rest of the folks out there who are dedicated to making your buying experience really a good one. They're open Saturday, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And if you come a little bit after 9, they're going to stay and take care of you. Things will be just fine. A lot of people identify me with the Rockies, and you know what? It's a pleasure to be identified with people who I know go to the wall to make sure that each and every customer is happy. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation, 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills, and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It, Paul McGregor, urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom, go confidently.
What is his solution to handle these problems?
John McCain is on one side of an issue, and then he's on another side of the issue, whether it's immigration, taxes.
What does he think we should do?
The evangelical right.
What does he think we should do about the Iranians?
I don't find myself in a position to be telling other people what they should be doing in their community.
Democrats and the liberals are being accused of dissing John McCain and his war record.
Campaign 2008.
Things in this world are not black and white.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You thought Barack Obama was talking light,
and AM760.net.
7:37 minutes after the hour on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Carol Crank, who got busted yesterday. We heard from her. We just had her on. 6-year-old librarian received a trespassing ticket yesterday. And John McCain, I mean, come on. She goes up and asks, well, you know, what about having this sign here? And they escort her away, and a SWAT officer gives her a ticket. We're going to call Mitch Morrissey's office. We're going to call the mayor. Hey, Mayor Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper, where are you? We want to talk to you about this. And also, who else did I indicate we were going to call? Oh, Jerry Whitman of the Denver Police Department. So we'll see if any of the three of them will come on. Either later on this morning or tomorrow, if they have the guts to come on and talk about this and tell us why the SWAT, and I don't want to get the SWAT officer in trouble, but I'm sorry, poor judgment. Poor judgment. This woman's a 60-year-old librarian. What, they think she's like Abby Hoffman? Give me a break. All right, we'll take your calls coming up on this, 303-713-7600. We just got to catch up a little bit of traffic, and here's John.
just the normal slow areas around Denver and Boulder, but we do have reports of a new crash southbound I-225 at Mississippi. It's already thick there, seeing stop and go from I-70 all the way down to Alameda, and this is just going to add to that. Also have fallen power cables being reported at Irving and Mexico. Today's forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high around 86, right now 65 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Marching music's Major League is coming to Denver. Don't miss Drums Along the Rockies, returning to Invesco Field.
Every day, we're getting smarter. Health Smart Organic Foods, Gas Smart Hybrid Cars, and now Eco Smart Organic Insecticides. Eco Smart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast, without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective Eco Smart. Ant and roach, flying insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful free full-color catalog. 1-800-700-5516. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-700-5516. That's 1-800-700-5516.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-400-6078. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
I see the ticket coming simply because I asked about my First Amendment rights. That's a crime in this country, you know. We're talking about Carol Kreck, who gets a ticket for having a sign at the McCain thing yesterday, the town hall meeting. It said McCain equals Bush, and as John Turk pointed out, and I think it's really true, you're going to have a town hall meeting, make it an open town hall meeting. What's the deal? Like, the opposition can't be there? And then she just goes up and asks the police about her First Amendment rights, and they write her out a ticket. Come on. Now she's going to go to court. How much is that going to cost you and me, the taxpayer? I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, and the worst part about it is that all she did was ask a question. Oh, my God, excuse me for asking a question. Let's go to Eloise in Denver. Eloise, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Wow. I was wondering if they were playing Deutschland und Borales as they walked her out.
I mean, I don't know. What is the deal with that?
This is the thing that concerns me. It sounds funny, and it could be a big chuckle, but it's no chuckling matter. Because, number one, if they're calling in the SWAT team for five or six, I'm assuming they were sort of like her, like me, middle-aged people.
Well, they were just hanging. They were hanging around
right
in the Arboretum or whatever
they call that damn thing. Standing with signs, if that's what they call, and someone asks them a question and the police say, now you are, what was it called, insolent? That's insolent? we have a big problem come August 24th because there will be some insulin people who are demonstrating, I'm sure, then. And, you know, I'm concerned because, to me, that was extreme overreaction, number one. And it was bad judgment on the part of the police because I'm not quite sure why they were allowed to be called in. But let's just say they were allowed to be called in. What they needed to have done is one person, the head of that little phalanx of SWAT team, needs to go over to the people and say, okay, guys, you need to know these are what your rights are. We've been asked to come in. You're totally allowed to be here, 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 but we want you to know that we're going to have to ticket you or whatever it is they're going to do if you do this, that, or this. The people would have been fine. They weren't explaining their rights. This woman asked what her rights were, and she was basically, you know, she might have well been arrested for the humiliation that she had being marched out of there but with a phalanx of cops behind her.
Well, Detective John White, a spokesman for the Denver Police Department, said the officers acted as they would have for any complaint on private property. Oh, okay, so you're telling me that if I'm hanging around the front of your house with a sign, are you telling me, I mean, are they telling us that they would just immediately come give me a ticket, or would they do the prudent thing, which would be to say, look, Mr. Marvin, we know you have your disagreements with Eloise, but you can't stand out in front of her house. Let me make it better. I'm standing on your lawn. You can't stand on her lawn. It's private property.
And we're sorry, you're going to have to move to the
Yeah, table. So we'd like to ask you to leave.
You know, and to me, I'm just... First of all, this woman sounds like she's an intelligent woman. This is definitely a case for the ACLU. If not for her, for everyone else who follows her, between now and the convention, there's going to be a lot going on. I'm concerned about the 10th City, which is five blocks from my house. If people are doing things that the police perceive are, you know, an offense to them, there's going to be, like, massive rounding up, and then we will have problems. This was an overreaction. I'm offended, and John McCain's people can't step back and say, oh, we didn't know. Someone called those police, and they should have been in contact with their vendor. If they rented that venue, the person who was in charge of that event had to have said something to the venue, or the venue probably asked them, what do you want us to do? They can't sit back and say, oh, we didn't know, our hands are clean. That's, no. They did know what was going on.
Okay.
So what they
offer is a, quote-unquote, open town hall meeting, but in the end it doesn't turn out to be very open.
Close. And, you know, the thing... I'm just appalled by this. I'm appalled by the city, and I've heard a lot of people criticize the mayor, and I've always been on his side. But you know what? He better get to be a little bit hands-on about this, a major hands-on about it. Because these are his people. The police are his, basically, little military, for want of a better word. And he's in charge of them. And, you know, either he's going to step up to the plate or turn the whole thing over to the feds.
It's just like what kind of, I mean, how many officers... on a daily basis, pull somebody over for speeding or doing something, and they say, look, you know, don't do it again. Here's a warning citation. Don't get caught again, whatever. And then they let you go. I mean, come on. Common sense indicates that she wasn't going to do anything wrong.
And clearly this was not a big plan. Like,
no, it wasn't.
It was five people or
yeah.
whatever many
I mean,
there
were. And they were milling around. Eloise, thank you. I appreciate the call. All right. Let's go to Frank in Fort Collins, who says he's an attorney. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I just want to say I disagree with what the police did. And I have a question. So this was open to the public then, and it was solicited.
Right. It was advertised as an open town hall meeting.
Okay, and so then the public had a, you know, basically an invitation to be there, and I don't see how even trespassing would work on this unless the owner of the property, you know, somehow had a private event. You know, there was only an invitation to private individuals that were supposed to be there under an invitation, but if it was open to the public, I don't even see how trespassing would work.
It sounds to me like she got a ticket or a citation for talking to the cop or asking the cop a question or something. I'm unclear about that part of the thing. I mean, I asked her to turn over, you know, what did it say on the back? And it said something about, like, offending or, I don't know, or something about saying something to a cop.
that would be maybe obstructing a peace officer, but she clearly wasn't doing that. Most city ordinances have a obstructing a peace officer citation, but she was just asking a question to make sure she wasn't in violation of anything, and so I don't see where there's a problem there.
Well, I mean, how many times do the police say, look, you're going to have to move. No, you can't be here, whatever the case is. You give like a 60-year-old woman a ticket. Now, I'm not trying to invoke age as a defense, but I'm trying to say that there's no reason for that action. There's no logical reason to do that.
Right. This is my speculation, but I think it was just done in spite, perhaps because of the officer's political leanings, and he didn't like the speech.
Well, he's supposed to leave his political leanings and all that. You know this as well as
right.
I do. He's supposed to leave all that at home.
Right, but that doesn't mean that they don't act on their emotions.
No, that's true. But if they got her, though, what about the other four people that were standing there?
It seemed to be arbitrary. I mean, she was just the only one asking a question. I don't understand why he had grounds to give her a ticket. And
I don't. You know what? I don't get it either. But we're gonna keep bugging the city until they give us an answer. Frank, thank you, man.
Good work. I look forward to hearing what the result will be of those calls.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John takes a look at traffic.
Got a few problems around Denver at the moment, and it's pretty messy out there. First, a crash southbound 225 in Mississippi, creating slow jams all the way back to I-70 on southbound I-25. Look out for pieces of wood on the highway. That's around Alameda, and you'll find stop-and-go starting around 8th Avenue there. Also have a medical emergency going on westbound I-76 at 270, causing curiosity slowing there, and one more off-highway accident at 52nd and Washington. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with the highs in the mid-80s. We're also calling for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Current temperature, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU. Evening.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hello, Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz here. I just want to tell you about the Orbitz Great American Sale, where you can save 30% on hotels in great American cities. So get going, because really, is there anything more American than America? No, there isn't. So head over to Orbitz.com today and save.
Valid for travel 7708 through 1124, 08 booked by 831, 08 seaside for details.
8. To do something about the environment. Visit am760.net to see what you can do.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-700-5976. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-700-5976. 1-800-700-5976.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at your Cottman Transmission Service Center in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. Find us at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance, and, all right, Michael, we're running a little short on time here, and that's my fault. So let me get directly to, if I keep stuttering around, we won't get directly to anything. Oil goes down, but so does the market yesterday.
Yeah, it did. You know, we have a number of factors hitting us all at once right now, and it looks to me like we should be getting in at least for a technical bounce out of the market. What does that mean? Come down to levels of support, and maybe because it's oversold, get a little bit of a bounce out. Oil's down $4.93 a barrel right now at 136, so that's good news. I mean, that's great news. The Dow is up 39 points, now 42 points. NASDAQ Composite's up 13. S&P's up 2. Russell's up 4. So we're getting a little bit of a bounce out of the market. People may be having trouble figuring this stuff out. We're going to go over the Nest Egg Owner's Retirement Manual tomorrow. And stop by here at noon tomorrow. Let us know you're coming. We need to know we have enough food for everybody. But stop by tomorrow at noon. at our offices. Call 303-694-1600 right now to let us know you're coming so we can have a, we have a lunchtime class going on right now on how to handle the nest egg owner's manual, how to deal with your nest egg in retirement. It'll help you in the process. That's what we do at Presidential Brokers. Call now. Actually, 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770 to reserve your seat. We have three left. Next three callers, get them.
All right, so if you want to be in on this, you got to call now. 303-749-2770. We'll get down on our knees. We'll pray all day today and also overnight that tomorrow morning, when we hook up again, the price of oil will be down $10 a barrel.
That's your prediction.
Yeah, right.
Remember, you heard it here first.
Oh, sure.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, we love you. Call 303-749-2770. Get in on this free seminar, 303-749-2770. Mr. Spear, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bless you. Thanks a lot.
You got it. 7:54, 54 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
As the price of gas continues to rise, so does the number of fuel-saving experts. Look, the guys at Advanced Auto Parts aren't scientists inventing hydrogen engines or cellulosic ethanol. They got their PhDs in parts. Stuff like air filters, fuel filters, spark plugs, fuel system cleaners, and other things that make cars run more efficiently. Look, if you really want to save money on gas, go buy a bike. Otherwise, head on over to Advanced Auto Parts. They'll show you how to get more miles per gallon. Whatever you're working on, Advanced will help you keep the wheels turning.
Brother.
Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. All of something happening, and nothing going on.
Yeah. I'm carrying a sign. And now I'm in jail. All right, let's never mind. We're calling around about the Carol Clark thing. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760, at Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 86. Bill in Aurora. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I've talked to a lot of, you know, people I know have been in traffic altercations and everything like that, and the police reporter, longtime police reporter at the Denver Post, Marilyn Robinson. This contempt of cop thing Carol's talking about is pretty common. If you ask why a policeman is doing something, it becomes worse for you.
But that's ridiculous.
I know it is.
That law is stupid.
I know. But, no, that's just a, you know, it's not a law. It's just a common practice in Denver. And the judges will back them to the hilt. So I'm glad he's going in there with representation.
Well, you know, this is a city law, right?
What law?
This thing about... The cop.
Oh, no, it's a custom.
Oh, you know what? See, that's like okay.
Yeah.
But all right. But there's got to be a law in the books about it.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to find out. I read she's going in with representation. And one other thing before the top of the hour, I just find it kind of amusing if the Republican establishment sees a sign that says McCain equals Bush as a negative.
Oh yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah. That's real interesting. Contempt. What do they call it again? Contempt of cop?
Contempt of cop.
Okay.
It's a custom. It's not a law.
All right. You know what? We're going to find out if it's a law or not. Bill, thanks, man.
Sure, Jay.
Okay. Thanks. 7:58, 15 minutes past the hour. And we'll get into this Iraq thing coming up next hour because I really want your opinion about this. So stick around. And if you don't stick around, you'll be in contempt of J. Marvin, which will be an immediate citation and a court appearance.
marriage.
Should college basketball players be paid a salary? Dr. Boyce Watkins thinks so. We'll have him on the next Mario Solis Marin Show.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. One step forward, one step back. A report the real estate industry has just released shows that pending home sales fell almost 5% in May after a nice run-up in April.
We were looking for a decline. It's a little bigger than anticipated, and that's a bit disappointing.
Industry spokesman Walter Maloney expects sales to pick up later in the year.
We think we're skipping along the bottom. We are anticipating that we'll have an upturn in the second half of the year as more widespread affordable mortgages are available.
The South had the biggest drop, but sales were lower in every part of the country. Colorado Springs, Sacramento, and Spartanburg, South Carolina were among the cities where sales improved in May. This summer was supposed to be better for people who fly. Fewer delays, fewer canceled flights, the airlines promised, but that's not the case. Almost a third of all flights last month were later canceled. Tom Parsons with bestfares.com isn't surprised.
Our worst enemy is weather. It'll probably continue to be weather. And as long as we're using hub and spokes that have a lot of bad weather, expect more delays as we go into 2008.
The average delay last month was more than an hour. A survey of young people finds that dating and violence and abuse can go hand in hand. Dr. Elizabeth Miller at the University of California, Davis, says this may come as news to some parents.
While parents recognize that kids are engaging in dating, they did not recognize the extent to which many of these young people are experiencing emotional abuse, physical abuse, as well as sexual abuse.
A fifth of all 13 and 14-year-olds said they know someone who's been abused in some way. A decision to let women become bishops is threatening to tear the Anglican Church apart. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
In the House of Bishops, those in favor.
To British lawmaker and lay clergyman Robert Key, the church is finally catching up with the nation it's supposed to represent.
The people of England have been looking at us whilst we have been engaged in a good deal of navel-gazing.
But conservative David Holden calls it a clear signal to those who believe the Bible forbids women bishops.
It said, there is no future for you. You don't belong in the Church of England anymore.
Now hundreds of traditionalist clergymen may leave the Church of England, though they would say it's the Church of England that's left them. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
More than 300 wildfires are burning out of control from one end of California to the other, and with hot, dry weather and dry lightning expected this week, they could burn for some time. Fire Captain George Nunez says a turn in the weather makes the job even harder.
The terrain, the fuels make it really slow going and difficult.
Hurricane Bertha, with top winds of 120 miles an hour, is no threat to the United States. But National Hurricane Center storm watcher Richard Pass says it could be trouble for Bermuda a few days from now.
It's currently out over the open waters of the tropical Atlantic, a little over 1,000 miles to the southeast of the island of Bermuda.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is down 14 points. Oil is down more than $3 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Chevy wants to talk to you about the air in your tires. Look at the guy in the lane next to you. See those saggy tires? According to fueleconomy.gov, properly inflated tires may improve your gas mileage by up to 3%. If everyone in the U.S. did this, we could save millions of gallons of fuel each year. So every 2008 Chevy car, half-ton truck, and SUV will come with a tire pressure monitor that automatically alerts you when pressure is low. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us.
We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. The Planned Parenthood Stapleton facility has opened almost 3 months ahead of schedule. The site at 38th and Pontiac Street in Denver serves as a medical facility and administration headquarters. Colorado Right to Life groups say they'll continue demonstrating outside the facility against abortion. The area is fenced, so protesters shouldn't be a problem for patients, according to the Planned Parenthood's community development director. Members of the media will get their first chance today to scope out what will become their workspace during the Democratic National Convention in August. The Democratic National Convention Committee will hold a media walkthrough today at Denver's Pepsi Center, which is now being renovated for the convention. The Secret Service says it has no plans to search everyone entering a fenced-off protest area at the Democratic National Convention in Denver next month. The American Civil Liberties Union and other groups have alleged that that's the plan, but the lawyer for the government said in a court filing that is not the case. And Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says he's delighted with Barack Obama's decision to accept the Democratic nomination at Invesco Field rather than the Pepsi Center. Three times as many people will be able to fit into the stadium, and Hickenlooper says the city is working to make all the necessary logistical arrangements. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy commute as more people are returning from vacation and heading back to work. Medical emergency westbound 76 near 270 causes some problems for drivers as you're heading towards Denver. Some wooden debris in the road southbound I-25 near Alameda, not only affecting I-25 now as you're trying to get out of town, but 6th Avenue as you're coming in from Lakewood on that approach to Sheridan all the way up to I-25 trying to get on that highway. Now it sounds like there's a new wreck. This is on the ramp from southbound 225 to southbound I-25 in the tech center. It's blocking up a lane of traffic, really starting to bottleneck there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You've heard about King Super's $4 generic prescription program. Well, now you can get 90-day supplies of the same.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
60 Progressive Talk.
Excuse me, officer. I have a question. You're in contempt of cop. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High day 86, nice to have you along. This whole contempt of cop thing. All right, so we're placing calls all over the place for this. And maybe we'll have an answer for this whole contempt of cop thing tomorrow. Hopefully. Because if there's a law in the books about this contempt of cop thing, I mean, they're going to have to narrow this or do something about it. I mean, I don't think you should put some 60-year-old woman who's out there with a sign, you know, in jail for contempt of, or not in jail, but I mean giving her a citation for contempt of cop. Plus, on top of that, as the last caller said, I think it was Frank at Fort Collins, what does the GOP find a sign that says McCain equals Bush? They find that to be offensive? How does that work? I thought they were proud of George W. Bush. Are they not? Is the GOP not proud of him? He's the head of their party. What's wrong? Don't you like the head of your party? Don't you like the head of your nation? See, that amazes me, that conservative talk show hosts have to get on the air every single day, and they have to defend the administration, and they have to defend these guys. Now, every administration is going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to screw up. No question. That's human nature. But hey, can you think of any administration that has screwed up as bad as this one? And how do you get on the air every day? And how do you defend that? I'll tell you how you do it. You do it by attacking your opponents continuously and trying to put the spotlight on them as opposed to allowing it to be shined on yourselves. So get on the radio and rant and rave about how awful and terrible and demonizing liberals and lefties and progressives and Democrats and women who are into feminism and people of color who want to get on the same playing field as white people. Get on the air and just attack all of those people continuously, and gay people and lesbians, and, you know, get on the air and attack those people, because attacking those people is better than having to sit there and defend your own situation. Right? Isn't it? And then if you do it with, like, a little sense of humor, then you can pull off what Rush Limbaugh pulls off, which is what he just says, like, oh, well, I was just, what's wrong? Don't you have a sense of humor? Aren't you joking? I'm just joking. What's wrong with you? Don't you have any, why are you so uptight? Blah, 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 and political correctness and all that stuff. And they've got themselves a neat little game going there. And so anytime you respond to them in any kind of forceful manner, then what they do is they slam themselves against the wall and start screaming victimization. It reminds me of the old trick in wrestling from the 60s and the 50s and the 40s. And I don't remember how many of you remember these days, where they had the babies and the heels, the faces and the heels. And the faces were the good guys and the heels were the bad guys. And the heels would always pull this stunt, okay? They would always pull this stunt where the face would punch them, and then they would get down on their, they back into the corner of the ropes, and they get down on one knee and sit there and beg, don't hit me, don't hit me. Please, no, 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 don't punish me, don't punish me. And then when the good guy, the face, takes a couple of seconds to figure out, well, maybe he's not such a bad guy, and maybe I shouldn't do this. Then the heel rises up off his knee and kicks the face in the crotch or the stomach. And that's kind of the game these guys play. So anytime you challenge them, they go, victimization, victimization. Oh, fairness doctrine, fairness doctrine, fairness doctrine. And they also pretend that there was never any talk radio until Limbaugh came along, which is not true. Because there were practitioners of spoken word formats back in the 50s and 60s. They just never get looked at. All right, let me clear this thing up here about contempt of cop. So this is pretty interesting. Contempt of cop, it's not an official crime. You'll never find it listed in the statute books, but it's real. Just ask the right people. If a cop believes that you are not being sufficiently respectful, as the cop defines respectful, you are in trouble. If you were stopped while you were driving, you can be cited for weaving, bad equipment on the car, broken taillights, whatever. If you were talking, if you were walking, rather, the list of problems would include failure to disperse, failure to identify yourself, etc. And then comes the search. And a proper search can be done reasonably or otherwise. There are lots of tricks cops know and use when they want to antagonize you. Then there's charges. Then the charges are upgraded to resisting arrest, assault on a police officer, etc., and you're in big trouble. So what do you do when the police stop you? Be respectful, shut up, don't say anything, and you're not going to have anything to worry about. And if you're not sure what to do, don't do anything. If the cop wants you to talk, he'll tell you to talk. And then you can reply respectfully that you prefer not to talk without a lawyer present. But respect is everything on the street, and the cops will insist on it, especially from young people and people who do not speak English with the same accent the cop does. Now, it would seem to me that contempt of cop would be unconstitutional. And if it's not a law, if it's not on the statutes, then how do they get away with writing a citation for it? So this is all the case of Carol Kreck, who was cited yesterday at the McCain supposedly open town hall meeting. You know, that's the other thing, too. Why is the GOP scared? Why are they scared? Why are they scared of expression of free speech? What scares them about that? Does that scare you? The expression of free speech. In other words, if you had a town hall meeting, I mean, wouldn't you assume that, like, anybody could come? Or would you only define it as people who would agree with you? I mean, is that how you would operate? So it's, if that's the case, and it isn't really a town hall meeting, is it? It's false advertising, right? Or would you say that carrying a sign into a town hall meeting would be disrupting the meeting? Would that be an argument you could make? Well, we ask you to leave because you're disrupting the meeting. No, it seems to me that if you sat there with a sign at a town hall meeting and you didn't say anything, you just had a sign. What is the disruption there? Because if the candidate comes in, regardless of what office they're running for, if they come in and they say, okay, we're going to have a town hall meeting and everybody's invited, then what's the big deal? Why would you go through that? Well, you know why you go through it. You go through it because photo ops, you want to make a good impression with the media. Because all of these events that these candidates do, they're all staged. And the GOP seems to be extremely paranoid of free speech. And my example is the two people that we had on early when this show first started, who were thrown out of the George W. Bush rally simply because they had a bumper sticker and a T-shirt on, and they were asked to leave. Remember that case? And now we have the case of Carol Kreck, who gets charged with contempt of cop. Now, what I want to know from the city is, I want to know if there's an absolute statute on the books that's called contempt of cop. Because if it's like the caller said, where it's a custom, then could anybody tell me, and maybe we have some other lawyers out there listening, how do you charge somebody with something that's not a law? At 303-713-7600. I know that I keep promising to talk about something else, and there's other things in the news. And maybe this won't be the biggest call getter of all time, but I'm fascinated with this idea of charging somebody contempt of cop if contempt of cop does not sit in the rule books. How do you do that? What did you say, John? Oh, you're screwed? Well, you're right, you are. All right, anybody want to answer those questions? I just can't believe that the Denver Police Department would do this, and a SWAT team member to a 60-year-old woman. I can't let it go. Call me neurotic. Well, you're right, I am. 8:17, 70 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John in traffic.
It's a real mess out there right now, Jay. Stop-and-go traffic southbound 225 from I-70 all the way down to I-25. Had an earlier crash in Mississippi that has just been moved. Now a new one on the ramp to southbound I-25 near the Tech Center. And we're still working a medical emergency westbound I-76 at 270. And also look out on southbound I-25. Got wood pieces on the highway near Alameda. Also checking a crash northbound Parker Road at 225. Today's forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a slight chance for...
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget, and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our Where To GPS in every car, or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that, better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense, and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
And we'll fulfill your dreams. I've been to BAC, and I got to tell you, I mean, their appliances are simply the best. And they've got a state-of-the-art showroom, both in Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder. There's one in Denver that I went to. And you can see an array of beautifully designed kitchen displays, and many of it's operational. So you can just try it out right there. Have a cup of coffee and just see what you think. At BAC, you'll experience the finest luxury appliances that'll innovate, modernize, and stylize your life. Simply put, BAC represents the best appliances in Colorado, and they do. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945 for more information. And tell them, say, hey, Jay Marvin was talking about BAC. BAC, Colorado's leading provider of luxury appliances.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Go now. Call now.
Look, obviously it is very important for all hands to get on deck and make sure that McCain is not the next president of the United States. You have to admit the guy is helping us. Apparently he doesn't like to work. This guy has gone, 20 weeks without any kind of event on the weekend? This guy's not raising any money of any competitive substance at all? I mean, it would seem to me that the Republicans would be behind closed doors saying, you know, this really sucks. We got a guy that doesn't work hard. He doesn't raise any money. He just doesn't have a whole lot of energy.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin proudly offering myself up as the first talk show host to be charged with contempt of cop. 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm still mulling over this whole Carol Kreck incident yesterday where a 60-year-old woman gets busted with a sign at the Denver Performing Arts Center. Because McCain's in town, and she simply asked the police officer, do I have First Amendment rights or whatever? And then, we had her on earlier in the show. If you missed it, go to am760.net, and you can get it on a podcast. And this whole idea that simply for asking a police officer and you get contempt of cop. Now, we had a caller say that contempt of cop is custom, that it's not law. How do you charge somebody? And we've called the city attorney's office. We've called the Denver Police Department. We've called the mayor's office. So, what, John? Oh, we're going to call the mayor's office. You have to call the mayor's office. No, let's call the mayor's office, too. Okay, John's on it. We just got to try it. Okay, so how do you charge somebody for a law? How do you charge somebody with violating something if it's not in the law? Then plus on top of that, wouldn't it be much better just to say, look, ma'am, you'll have to leave with the sign? You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, okay, here's a ticket. I mean, how many of you have ever been let off by the police? Anybody out there want to admit to that? I have. I don't break the law very often, but I have. I'll tell you, one morning I was on the way here, and Mary calls me on the cell phone, and she says, you forgot something. And I needed it that morning. So without thinking, there was a car behind me, but without thinking, I just hit the turn signal and cut in front of the guy. Well, it turns out he's a Denver police officer, so he pulls me over and says, well, you know, you just cut in front of me and blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me a bunch of questions. Are you on drugs? What are you doing? I said, well, I left something in my house. I live right over here. I got to go get it. And I just have to do it. So the end result is the police officer says to me, okay, look, I understand the urgency, but do us a favor. Be real careful. Look where you're going, because in the end, you could have caused an accident. And I don't think you want that, and we certainly don't want it. And let me just give you a warning. And he let me go. I could have easily given me a ticket. But he was being reasonable. I was being reasonable. And I did ask him some questions. And he didn't say to me, oh, you're in contempt of cop. He just said, okay, go ahead. So to me, this doesn't make any sense. 303-713-7600. Here's Charles in Lakewood. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Kay, how you doing today?
Good.
That's good. I'm on my way down from Frisco. I just wanted you to know, during the news and different things, I keep clicking over to the other stations because I like to see what 630 is saying. They're trying to say this morning that the Democrats are the ones that are paranoid or against free speech. And even Peter believes that himself. And I'm like, I couldn't believe they're saying that. And then just because of what's going on with the DNC and what, you know, with the way they're trying to not have all this, trouble going on. And that goes to show you that the Denver cops, what happened to the lady yesterday, goes to show you that you know, it is cause for worry, but in the wrong direction. They need to worry about what they're going to be doing to cause problems. You know what I mean? They need to be the Democrats.
Well, what are they alleging here? They're alleging the Democrats are scared of free speech because of the fact that they want to have a fenced off area for
free. And not only that, they're trying to go back in the past and say that Democrats have always been like this, and it's not true. You know.
I think the answer to that would be this. I think the answer to that would be very obvious, and the answer to that would be, well, okay. So are you saying to us then that when the Republicans have their convention in Minneapolis, that they're not going to have any security of any kind?
That's what I would like on the air instead, because they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to ever say that. And even callers are calling in talking about, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for McCain and I wanted to call over there on that station and say, well, give me one good reason why you're voting for McCain. I wanted to say, like you always tell everybody, give me a caller. But I bet you they couldn't come up with nothing. And then they don't want the big problems here in Denver because it'll look bad on the Democratic Party and whatever. Even though I know they might be overdoing it, like I say, I think they are overdoing it. But then that goes to show you that please don't give these cops the attitude. And I hope they learned from that yesterday. Maybe they have some kind of training on that.
I still believe, and I really do believe this. I believe that the majority of the Denver Police Department, they want to do their overtime, and they want to go home. They don't want to sit here and have to get into a hassle and screw people over and do all of this stuff. And are there police officers who use bad judgment? Yes. But there are also people in every group that use bad judgment.
That's what I feel.
But for the GOP, for those people who back the GOP, to say that because there's going to be a free speech area, which, by the way, may be decided by the city and the feds, that's a ridiculous argument because there's going to be security in Minneapolis, and I can't believe no one would call up and say, well, wait a minute, you're not going to have any security in Minneapolis?
Yeah, and I haven't heard nothing about it. It's all about the Democratic Party.
Yeah, see, that's why talk radio a lot of times is such a drag, because it's like, come on, man, use common sense. I mean, both conventions are going to have security, and I'll tell you something else too. Listen, I'm not for isolating the protesters. I'm not for isolating them away from the convention. But I'm going to tell you something. God forbid, here or Minneapolis, something happens, and who are the people going to be down on first?
Yeah.
They're going to be angry. They're going to start asking questions. Well, where was all the security, and how come you didn't provide any? Right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was like you said, the police and the security, they don't want all the paperwork. You know what I mean? So they're not really actually, most of them aren't out there looking for trouble because they got a lot of paperwork to go fill out and all that stuff. So it's not like they really want it either. So I think both sides just need to calm down, realize that, hey, the free speech should be there. I wish they would open it up too, and they wouldn't be caged in nowhere. Maybe it's because of the change over to the Mile High, to Vesco Field. Maybe they might come up with something better. But I pray that they do something a little better. But because I think free speech is all about America, and I just, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way. But what happened yesterday, that was ridiculous.
Well,
was
what you're balancing is free speech against security, which is a tough,
Real tough
act to follow. And what happened to Carol Kreck, though, is like, that's just poor judgment, I think. And I still don't understand this contempt of cop thing. I don't have any, I mean, is it a law or is it not a law?
Well, there's not a law on it. And I don't believe there is a law. I just think that they feel that if you're confronting them about any questioning what they're doing or anything like that, that's interfering. Then they'll come up with, because they can always come up with something that is against the law. And they'll try to come up with something anyway, you know, if they feel threatened in any way. But even, I don't know how they felt threatened by her asking that question yesterday. So I think, I'm glad you guys are looking into it and helping her on that one, because I think that needs to be done. And then also, the reason why I'm glad this actually happened is because maybe the training, when it comes to the Democratic Party, where they'll give them a little outlook on, hey, how not to be. I just hope that it works out for both sides on that one.
Well, I do too. Thanks, Charles.
All right, have a good day.
All right. Wouldn't be explaining something, wouldn't that be a community service? Wouldn't you call that a community service by law enforcement? Or no? 303-713-7600. Phones are slow here this morning. This must be a less than inspiring show. What do you want me to do this story? I mean, this is a horrid story in the Rocket this morning. Do you want me to do this story? About this guy who shoots this woman's dog that's only like 2 years old? Did you see that story? Did you see that story, John?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Marilis Duggan said Monday she was still in shock days after her neighbor's son allegedly shot and killed her beloved dog, Patches. The dog was like 2 years old. Okay. I know this is wrong to say this on the air. I know it's wrong. The guys have alleged to have done it. If he's found guilty, I'd like to beat him with a rubber hose until he's senseless. Well, if I decide to get out of talk radio, I can always get a job with the Bush administration. 8:32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John, in traffic.
Crash southbound 225 on the ramp to southbound I-25. It's making a big mess coming out of Aurora this morning. Now 225 is going to be stop and go from I-70 down to Mississippi. That's due to an earlier crash that has been cleaned up, and now you find the bumper-to-bumper from Parker Road down to the interchange. You'll also find slow speeds in the single digits and teens on westbound I-76 from 88th to 25, and on eastbound C-470 from Broadway to Quebec. Look out for debris on the road as you travel westbound on I-70. It's just after Colorado Boulevard. Boulevard, and we have an accident off the highways in the cleanup phase northbound Parker Road at 225. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Also calling for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Current temperature, 71 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KinderCare Learning Centers partners with you to provide the best for your child. KinderCare is proud to offer a stimulating, proven curriculum implemented by experienced and caring teachers. For more information or to find a center near you, visit KinderCare.com. KinderCare, where lifetime learning begins.
60 Minutes. So CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grosen.
Today on Face the Nation.
Special CBS News presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make this the summer you entertain more in your own backyard. Old Santa Fe Pottery makes it easy with their 30% off sale on all chimeneas and red clay planters. Gather friends and family around the handmade Mexican terracotta chimeneas. Choose from a wide selection of shapes, sizes, colors, and styles, and all 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery also has terracotta planters on sale, so you can spruce up, add spots of color and greenery, and turn your yard into an oasis. The 30% off sale is going on now at Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-700-5976. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-700-5976. 1-800-700-5976.
If I had a $1 million.
AM 760 is proud to present Money Matters with Dave and Coke every Sunday morning at 11. Money Matters. Learn how to make zero your hero. That's Money Matters every Sunday at 11 on AM 760.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-400-6078. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at your Cottman Transmission Service Center in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. Find us at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hey, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you, and it's good to have you along. We're talking about this whole situation of Carol Kreck, who got a citation yesterday at the McCain event. Contempt of cop, because she was standing in the Arboretum there. Is that what they call it, the Arboretum? You've been there, the Denver Performing Arts Center. And there were other people standing there, too, but they singled her out. Well, she asked a question, actually, about her First Amendment rights. And they singled her out and gave her a citation. That's point one. And then point two, which John Turk brought up, which is a great one. If you're going to have an open town hall meeting, which the public's invited, then that means everybody. I mean, what do? You don't make it open? Well, sure, you can come in as long as you got a McCain button on. I mean, I don't even know if there were any, I don't know if there were any opposition questions even asked there. I don't know if anybody stood up and asked any opposition questions. Because obviously, out of the sound bites that I saw, the video bites I saw in the media, there was nobody in there who asked anything like, well, how do you intend to do this or how do you intend to do that? So I don't know, maybe they didn't get any opposition to show up. I know Progress Now was there. All right, let's go to Pat in Wheat Ridge. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, the deck is stacked in the hands of the authorities.
unfortunately, because they don't arrest you for contempt of cop. They find something to arrest you for. Like, they cited her for trespassing. You know, they could cite you, one of the other callers said they can cite you for weaving in your car if you give them lip after they stop you. I mean, they know these little niggly laws that they can run you up on if they really want to be jerks.
Well, she said, though, that the guy did say, or that it did say on the citation, contempt of cop.
Oh, I was under the impression that he just told her you're under contempt of cop, but the citation was for trespassing.
Well, the trespassing part of it was in the Rocky in the Post, but when we had her on, she said that it was contempt of cop, and I asked her, I said, well, what is contempt of cop? And it's like, well, she asked a question, and the SWAT guy writes her like a citation for it.
I know. But, you know, this isn't the first time it's happened. I just sent you guys an email about a similar case that happened in West Virginia in 2004 at a Bush rally, and a couple was there, and they had Love America, Hate Bush t-shirts on under the regular t-shirts. They had tickets. They got to the rally. They weren't making any disturbance. They took off their outer t-shirts and had the anti-Bush t-shirts on, and they were told they had to leave. They were told they had to go to a free speech zone, and they said, we have tickets. You know, everybody else here is wearing political t-shirts. They just happen to be on the other side. We feel it's our First Amendment right to stay here. And even though they had tickets, they were hauled off on trespassing charges. A month later, they went before a judge, and the judge threw it out. But, you know, the Secret Service and the local cops got what they wanted. They had to leave the event.
Yeah, well, you know what that always says to me? I mean, the same thing happened here, too, with that couple. No, I think there were three of them. And what it says to me is that these folks are scared. They're scared of having anybody come in and ask them some unrehearsed question that would challenge anything that they think. So therefore, and also they know the media's there, so therefore what they want to do is they want to control the situation. Now, maybe somebody was in there yesterday who asked John McCain a contrarian question. I don't know. I sure as heck didn't hear anything about it. Did you?
No, I didn't.
So how much you want to bet the audience was like 99.99% favorable to this guy?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
So what is the point of having a town hall meeting if you can't go in there and just say what you think?
It's completely up to McCain, and it's on McCain to set leadership for this example. If it's a campaign event, technically it's a private event. Even if you say it's open to the public, you can kick out who you want because it's a campaign event. Now, in this West Virginia case, it was even worse because it wasn't a campaign event. It was a presidential visit because Bush was president at the time. So you'd think a presidential visit, anybody can go see their president. Everybody pays their taxes. But nope, this couple was kicked out.
See, there's something very, very wrong here. There's something very wrong with this whole scenario from A to Z. And I started this morning talking about it. A little bit after 6, I started kind of getting into this about how I really didn't want to talk about McCain, you know, being here yesterday, because most of us don't believe anything he says anyway, or most of the people who listen to this radio station don't believe it. And you just kind of tune the guy out. But the whole political process, I mean, is all covered with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen candidates with town hall meetings who have taken grief and have allowed people with opposing viewpoints to stand up there and talk.
Sure. I mean, that takes a lot of guts to go up and go up against somebody who disagrees with you and talk to them. It's the cowards that make you sign a loyalty oath to get in or have the Secret Service or the cops keep you out.
I mean, two examples I can give you is I went to an idea raiser with Congressman Udall. You know, I was just sitting in the audience. And there were a number of people who started arguing with him. And, you know, he didn't lose his temper. I mean, he didn't get upset about it. He tried to answer him the best way possible. Then, of course, after a while, it gets to the point where, you know, people in the audience started yelling, sit down, because it wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't moving forward. Then the other example would be Congressman Perlmutter, who does these governments in the grocery. There are never any cops around. He just sits down at a table. People go up. I have heard people say things to him where they've disagreed with his votes, where they have disagreed with him on things, and he writes down their responses, and he listens to what they have to say, because he advertises the event as being open to his constituents, to the public.
Right.
I mean, what is the big thing where all this stuff has to be staged, and there's all this fear about somebody raising some objection to something that they don't want to deal with? I mean, if the candidate can't deal with it, then the candidate shouldn't be running.
You're right. I bet you McCain didn't even know about this. I mean, this is probably handled by people really, his staffers that are really low. That's what happened with the three people in the original Denver case. I mean, it was a low-level staffer that got him out.
According to this story this morning, some security guard or something there signed a complaint against Carol Kreck.
Okay.
That's how that went down. Now, see, I'd like to know who signed that. And here's the thing I'd like to know. Contempt of cop. Is it a law written in the books, or is it not? And if it's not a law written in the books, how do you charge somebody with something? How do you fine them?
I don't think you can.
For something that doesn't exist.
It's not legal. I don't think you can. If there's not a law, then you didn't break the law.
And let's say you are trespassing. Okay, couldn't you go to court and explore the idea that people trespass all the time and get warned to leave? How many of them get cited unless you're uncooperative?
I don't know. That would be a tough one to fight, because if you are legitimately trespassing, unless you can prove that you were discriminated against under one of the protected classes, you know, like your color, your race, your creed, whatever, you can't say that you didn't break the law because you were trespassing. All you can say is, well, the law was applied indiscriminately, and I don't know if that would hold up.
Well, how about your political views?
That's not legally protected. I forget the statute, but there are certain protected classes that fall under discrimination, and political views isn't one of them. That, I mean, that's supposed to be covered by the First Amendment.
All right, but the thing is, if contempt of cop and or trespassing is a judgment call, then suppose the police officer doesn't like your political views.
Then you're screwed. That's why I said at the beginning of the call, the deck is stacked in their hands. If they want to arrest you, they will find a way to arrest you. They will find something that you're doing wrong. I mean, whenever my brother gets pulled over by a cop, the first thing he says is, yes, sir, officer, sir. And he says, sir, about five times. Because a lot of times, if the cops don't think you're giving them respect, they will give you an extra ticket. They will say you're going faster than you were going. I mean, my grandfather was a police officer. Most police officers are great. But, you know, you get a guy in a bad day, or you get a guy who thinks you're giving him lip, and you're in for a hard time.
Yeah. I've experienced that, too, where I just put my hands on the steering wheel and wait for them to approach me. But the example I gave about going to work that morning, I mean, the guy didn't give me a ticket. He just said, hey. You know, he's just, hey, man. You know, use your head. Be careful. So what? You give like a 60-year-old woman a ticket for like either trespassing or contempt of cop?
Well, I had another thought about that, too. How much do you want to bet that if they were at least trying to set an example so that any other protesters were there would say, man, if they'd haul off a 60-year-old librarian, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not going to disturb
the peace. But there were only like, what, four other people standing with her. Why didn't they go get them? See what I'm saying?
That's a really good question.
Something about this just smells of poor judgment.
I agree.
And you know what the city should do? What the city should do is they should tear the ticket up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They should tear the ticket up and say, okay, you know what? Listen. We made a mistake. We're a little touchy. We made a mistake. And let it go at that.
And if they do that, they still got what they wanted. She still had to leave the event. And that's what happened with the West Virginia case. The judge had to apologize to this couple. And the woman, the wife in the couple, worked for FEMA. She was fired a month or so later. They didn't give her a reason why she was fired. She was a contractor, but you know that it was because they were arrested at this event, but they can't prove it, so she couldn't get her job back.
Yeah, I don't look at the glass as being half empty instead of half full, but sometimes when you look at this stuff and you read these stories, sometimes you just shake your head and say to yourself, there's just something terribly wrong going on here. And it's like, how come people on both sides of the political spectrum aren't outraged by this?
Well, the thing that outrages me are the free speech zones. I thought America was a free speech zone. I mean, why do they have to herd you a mile away from a public event, you know, where you get to see a public figure that your tax dollars support?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. The only argument I see as being possible there with isolating factions is, number one, chance of melee, because people are worked up, that they won't act in a civilized manner, both demonstrators and delegates. And two, security concerns about somebody, you know, stepping over the line and doing something wrong. But other than that, I'm with you. I don't agree with that either. I don't think that they should be shunted off someplace where nobody can see them.
Would we have ever had civil rights if Martin Luther King couldn't march?
No, but you have to understand too, though, that he went to jail.
Yeah, he did. Right.
I mean, he risked a lot.
Well, those guys were beaten.
Yeah, they were. That's exactly right. I mean, the bridge over Selma or whatever it is.
Right.
But back to what you said before here, and we can end the call with this, which is. Your right to free speech and the right to the First Amendment is not owned by the left or the right. It's owned by the American people. And when you violate people's First Amendment rights, I mean, what have you got?
You just go one step further to a police state. And I'm not saying we're there, but you just one step closer.
I mean, it's like these people who don't understand the Fourth Amendment. I mean, what do you have if you don't have the Bill of Rights? Not much.
Not much. You're right, Jay.
All right,
have a good morning.
You too. Yeah. But you know what? People just do not seem to be upset about these issues. And we need a national dialogue on several things in this country. One of them being race, but I'll tell you what the other one is. You know what the other one is? The other one is civil liberties. We need to have a dialogue about that. Civil liberties versus safety. That's what we need in security. We need civil liberties versus security. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, and traffic.
Traffic at a practical standstill on southbound I-225 from Iliff down to the interchange. The problem, an earlier crash on the ramp from 225 to I-25, southbound I-25 that is, that has been just removed from the highway, but still really slow going through there. It's also stop and go from I-70 down to Mississippi due to an earlier accident. So if you can avoid southbound 225, you're going to save yourself a lot of time this morning. New multi-vehicle wreck westbound I-70 near Brighton Boulevard. It's causing backups to Quebec as well as in the opposing lanes around I-25 up to York. And still in the cleanup phase, a crash of Parker Road on the northbound side at 225. Today's forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high around 86. Right now, 71 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KinderCare Learning Centers partners with you to provide the best for your child. KinderCare is proud to offer a stimulating, proven curriculum implemented by experienced and caring teachers. For more information or to find a center near you, visit KinderCare.com. KinderCare, where lifetime learning begins.
What has surprised me about the listeners here is how excited they are about politics.
Mario Solis marriage.
If you remember, just 2 years ago, the mantra around here was like, nobody's excited about politics. Nobody's getting involved. People don't vote. People have abandoned their civic duty. Well, apparently, people were watching, hoping that the politicians would do their job.
The Mario Solis Merritt Show, afternoons 4 to 7.
And now that they haven't, they're taking action to create change.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Joe's Truly Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Hey, Doug.
Howdy, neighbor. Ready for our favorite shows?
Doug, you've been watching TV over here every night for weeks.
Well, you've got Comcast Digital TV and I don't. Got any snacks?
Stop, Doug. This is my house, that is my TV, and your mooching forced me to do something drastic.
What?
I hired an announcer to tell you about the latest offer from Comcast.
An announcer?
That's right, Doug. Now you can get Comcast Digital TV for just $33 a month for 6 months. You get 100% digital picture. You get on-demand access to thousands of movies and shows, and you get to leave your neighbor Ashley alone.
That's my favorite part.
Comcast Digital TV for $33 a month for 6 months? I'm calling right now. What's the number?
Call 1-800-COMCAST. That's 1-800-COMCAST.
Maybe now's a good time to read in the disclaimer, too.
Oh, right. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call for details.
Wow, you're good.
8:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking about being good, the people at Rockies are good. They've been good to me. They're good to their customers because I was a customer. I have been a customer, and I've known them for 12 years. And in all the time I've known them, I've sent untold amount of people there to Rockies, and I always get great responses back. And that's one of Rockies' secrets. It's one of the reasons why they're Colorado's largest volume dealer, because they take care of you and treat you right. Right now, anything you're interested out of their huge selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles, anything you're interested in, they'll show you the book. Plus, they have their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in. So you got three things going there right for you before you ever, ever pick out a vehicle. And a lot of places would never show you the book. Plus, on top of that, at Rockies, you got good, knowledgeable people to help you out, like Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Jules and Gerard Menard and Uncle Fester and so many folks out there who really, really want to go the extra mile to make you happy, because they want to see you back as a repeat customer. They're open tonight until 9. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And they've been around since 1982. Now, you got to ask yourself this question. How do you go from 1982 to 2008 unless you do things right? Well, I can guarantee you, Rockies does things right. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. Big sign, corner of 63rd and Federal.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. Then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
It's 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 86. I bet you some of you have noticed that, well, you know, Jay is really talking in a measured speech here. One of the things I'm trying to do is I'm just trying not to strain my vocal cords, which I went and had checked out yesterday, and they're inflamed. So I'm trying to do something about that. Anyway, we're going to open phones coming up next. No, we got Media Matters and then open phones. And I got a good one on Chris Matthews, so stick around.
Race Marriage.
Should college basketball players be paid a salary? Dr. Boyce Watkins thinks so. We'll have him on the next Mario Solis Marin Show.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and to your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone who requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request a free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-900-5519. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-900-5519. 1-800-900-5519.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Did the Bush administration interfere with congressional testimony on climate change because it feared the policy implications? Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
A former EPA official accuses Vice President Cheney's office of promoting cutting major portions of congressional testimony on the public health impact of climate change. Responding to a Senate inquiry, former agency senior advisor Jason Burnett says Cheney's office was deeply involved in the move last year. The White House defended those changes, saying they were based on questions of scientific accuracy. This domestic controversy is brewing as President Bush and other world leaders debate global warming issues at the G8 summit in Japan. Here's CBS's Mark Noller.
Bowing to objections by President Bush, the G8 leaders stopped short of enacting the 50-50 plan on their own. That's the goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by the year 2050. Instead, they support adoption of the plan as part of next year's UN conference on climate change, and only if other major economies, including China and India, agree to the plan as well. Mark Noller, CBS News, Hokkaido, Japan.
Well, pending home sales fell in May to one of the lowest levels on record.
The overall decline in contract signings suggests that we're not out of the woods by any means.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors says this index is 14% below what it was a year ago, but he's cautiously optimistic.
Given that we've had this decline in sales now for 2.5 years, we think that there's some pent-up demand that will be met in the second half. Of course, working against that is what's going on in the overall economy, so the forecast is a bit murkier than it would be under normal circumstances.
Last summer was one air travelers would rather forget, a season of flight cancellations and delays. There were assurances this year would be better, but it hasn't really turned out that way. Tom Parsons is with bestfares.com.
The numbers improved a little bit, but we still have airlines such as American coming in about 67% on time, which makes many people irritated.
Overall, last month, says a company that specializes in tracking flights, nearly 30% were either late or scratched. It is a shocking number.
1 in 5 high school girls is abused physically or sexually by a boyfriend. Let's change that.
That's a new public service announcement sponsored by Liz Claiborne, part of an initiative to stop the date violence that affects kids as young as 11. The figure showed up in a new survey analyzed by Dr. Elizabeth Miller of the University of California.
What we really need parents to understand is to know what the warning signs of abuse are in these early dating relationships.
The National Association of Attorneys General has unanimously passed a measure to incorporate anti-violence curriculums in schools across the country. Chief Ben Bernanke says the Fed may give strapped Wall Street firms more time to take emergency loans directly from the central bank to help them through their credit crunch. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics.
And they use that insider knowledge to go to work for you.
The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation and get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. So call now. 800-536-9092.
That's 800-536-9092.
Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-536-9092.
That's 800-536-9092.
800-536-9092.
I'm Steve Smith with an AM 760 local news update. Opponents of a proposed ballot measure that would end a tax credit for the energy industry say state officials are already making rules to implement the plan even before it is made it to the ballot. Coloradans for a Stable Economy have asked a judge to order the Colorado Commission on Higher Education to stop drafting regulations for the measure, which would use the increased revenue for college scholarships. Governor Bill Ritter is backing the initiative for the November ballot. He says it would provide the state with more than $200 million a year. Members of the media will get their first chance today to scope out what will become their workspace during the Democratic National Convention in August. The Democratic National Convention Committee will hold a media walkthrough today at Denver's Pepsi Center, which is now being renovated for the convention. No charges will be filed against a Fort Collins police officer, Jim Broderick, for the now dropped murder case against Tim Masters. Lawyers filed a complaint asking the Weld County District Attorney to investigate whether Broderick gave misleading testimony during Masters' 1998 trial for Peggy Hetrick's murder. DA Ken Buck plans to release the decision in an 11-page report today. Masters spent almost a decade behind bars until a judge vacated the murder charges against him in January. And it could be quite a show in district court in Denver today. Chief Judge Edward Nottingham is hearing arguments from a murder convict who's challenging a ruling barring access of sexually explicit materials to prisoners. The irony is Judge Nottingham's ex-wife has revealed the judge subscribed to an internet dating site that also contained pornography. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Steve Smith. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
With a few more people returning to work this morning, it's been a very busy commute. Southbound I-25, sluggish downtown, same deal on I-70 on both approaches to Brighton. That following an earlier accident and a previous crash in the tech center that was on the ramp from 225 to southbound I-25, still causing some delays. Now we're getting word of a new accident being reported.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-550-6404.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-550-6404. 1-800-550-6404. That's 1-800-550-6404.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi, I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads, so I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you, and I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-996-3695. That's 1-800-996-3695. 1-800-996-3695.
The black pathology business. He said last night, can Obama now win over the regular folks, white folks, against John McCain? So what are you saying, Chris, that like black people and Latinos are not regular people? What is wrong with this man?
Well, you know, one of the things that's nice about Chris Matthews is that there doesn't seem to be much connection between, much of any kind of block between what flitters through his brain and what comes out of his mouth. But actually, you know, you see that notion a lot, that somehow white voters are regular people, and other people are not quite regular people. I've often seen Republicans arguing about their supposed electoral advantage by saying, well, you know, if you just eliminate the votes of black people, well, we really have this advantage among the white voters, and they're kind of the ones that count. I think you see that a lot, that the people try to say that the people who are voting for them are the real voters, and other people are not quite real voters. But it's certainly something that Matthews has said before, that certain, not just even white voters, but certain kinds of white voters are the really important ones. And that always seems to be, it's an echo of something, of an argument that frankly the Republicans make a lot, that people who, you know, for instance, live in Nebraska or Georgia are real Americans. And somehow if you live on the coast, you're not quite a real American. You're not really an ordinary person. Somehow, you know, people who live in New York or California, or Colorado for that matter, are just not quite as American as the rest of us. And, we see that a lot.
You think about somebody would sit down at MSNBC and say to him, Chris, listen to how this sounds. Stop it. because you're making quasi-racist statements here. Stop doing it. Think before you speak. But apparently, I guess there's nobody there who polices that, who sits down and says, look, man, you can't make these statements on the air. And I guess Americans either don't think about it, or he doesn't have any viewers, or people are just so used to him.
Or maybe all three.
Yeah, maybe this is conventional wisdom in this country. Is it conventional wisdom in this country, do you think?
Well, I think that you're right, and people just don't think about it. And most of the time, comments like that sort of pass by without anyone really raising an eyebrow. That's part of what we try to do at Media Matters, is to point these things out so that people will stop and think about it.
Well, I just couldn't let that one go. It's because when he said it last night, I thought, oh, my. You know, he convinces me on a regular basis that anybody can get a television gig. All right, this is a good one. Media quotes GOP claim that Obama revised his Iraq policy without noting Obama's prior statements. And didn't he in one of the debates say that he couldn't make a prediction of the future, that he would have to see what was going on the ground in order to be able to formulate a plan for us to get out?
Yeah, if you've been watching the news the last couple of days, you would have thought that Obama came out and made some kind of serious reversal on his Iraq policy, when in fact what he said is the same thing that he's been saying for months and months, which is that, you know, he plans to get out of Iraq in 16 months, and, you know, the changing conditions on the ground will dictate the manner in which that withdrawal happens, but he's still committed to withdrawal, as he always has been. But somehow, the McCain campaign decided that this time they were going to try to make an issue out of it, you know, and they started sending out press releases and sending out their surrogates to say that, oh, he's changing his position. And the media just picked up on it and in a really extraordinary way. And now all of a sudden you have all these stories about, is he flip-flopping? And when you actually look at the facts, of course, the answer is no, not really. But then they go right past that to, well, how will the fact that he's flip-flopping affect him? And this kind of ridiculous discussion that seems utterly divorced from the facts. Whether you agree with Obama's Iraq policy or you agree with McCain's Iraq policy, Obama's Iraq policy hasn't changed. And he's not saying anything different now than he's been saying for pretty much the whole course of the campaign. And so at Media Matters, we put up a list of some of his prior statements that are saying pretty much the same thing that he's saying now. I don't know how anyone can look at that and fairly say that he's actually changed his position.
I don't either, but it's like we have 5 or 10 second memories dominated by the media, which we forget what went on 5 or 10 or 30 or 40 or an hour ago. And as soon as they get on and say something and they keep repeating it over and over again, then it becomes conventional wisdom and people go, oh, yeah, well, he's changed his opinion. instead of going and back and looking what he said. I mean, the campaign finance thing is a perfect example right there. When he filled out that questionnaire, he said he would be willing to have discussions with his probable opponent about campaign financing. He did not say that he was going to take public financing. He never committed to that, but the media just totally and completely overlooked that fact.
And the interesting thing is, in trying to make this into a story, they are searching for other examples that they can use to say that he's changing his positions on things. And so they're lumping together, even if you can, I think the one thing that you might be able to fairly say that about is FISA, that he said he was going to filibuster this bill, and then he decided to go along with this compromise. And he's said that he's not all that happy with it, but it's the best of available options. Anyway, you might be able to argue that that's really a change in position. But then with that, they're throwing together a bunch of other things where he's not changing at all. He gave a speech talking about what he wants to do with George Bush's faith-based initiatives, which basically he wants to change the rules to make it so that the government is not directly funding proselytizing, which is something that liberals should be happy about. But all of a sudden, then you see, simply because this is something that he hasn't talked about much in recent months, the reports about this are calling it some kind of a change, saying that he's moving to the center. Well, if you go back and look, this is a position that he's always held, and he has talked about it before. He just happened to give a speech on it where he reiterated what he had been saying before about it. But so to characterize that as some kind of a shift is just ridiculous. But I think that they decided that they wanted to write this story that Barack Obama is changing his positions, and so they'll look for any example that they can shoehorn into that, even if it doesn't really if the things that they're talking about don't constitute shifts at all. And yet at the same time, you have John McCain, who has actually made real shifts in policy in his positions. He was an advocate of comprehensive immigration reform, and then he said he wouldn't vote for his own bill. He was an opponent of the Bush tax cuts. Now he's an advocate of the Bush tax cuts. I mean, those are real flip-flops.
Yeah, he's got a ton of them there. 9:15, 50 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Paul Wallman, Media Matters. Yeah, I was going to say, well, McCain doesn't have to worry about this because he has no positions. I mean, they just change every single day. Politico's Smith Martin reported McCain's campaign claim, and he made this yesterday, by the way, in Denver, that Obama would raise taxes on 21 million small businesses without noting it's false. Now, here's another example of taking something and twisting it and then running with it, and then people are easily fooled into sucking this up and repeating it.
Yeah, and this has become one of the McCain campaign's lines in criticizing Barack Obama on taxes. And it really echoes things, for instance, that we saw in George Bush's campaigns when he used to criticize Al Gore about taxes. He made the same kind of deceptions. And unfortunately, when you get these arguments over numbers, reporters almost think that it's not their responsibility to adjudicate them. But in this case, we have to be clear, and I use this word carefully. McCain is lying about what Obama wants to do. Now, let me take 30 seconds to explain it. What Obama wants to do is to allow some of the Bush tax cuts to expire, which would mean that people who make over $250,000 a year would be paying more in taxes. Over $250,000 a year.
Right.
Now, there are about 21 million people in America who have small business income. That's everyone in America who has small business income. Of those 21 million people, there are about 400,000 who are small business owners who are wealthy enough to get into those top tax brackets. And those 400,000 or so would see their taxes go up under Obama's plan. But what McCain is saying is that it's not 400,000, it's 21 million. Every single small business owner in America, he's saying, is going to see their taxes increase under Barack Obama's plan. And that is just false. And so when he comes out and says that, what kind of an obligation do journalists have? Should they just quote him? Or should they say, if they're going to quote him, this is what McCain says, and it happens to be false? I think that if they don't do that, then they are completely abdicating their responsibility as journalists. Because if McCain came out tomorrow and said the moon is made of green cheese, they would have the responsibility to say, well, actually, the moon is not made of green cheese. But so often we found, just on this point and on similar points, that he'll come out, he'll say something false, and they'll just quote him without pointing out that it's false, and that makes them a party to the lie.
I agree 100%. And you know one of the great things about holidays are? One of the great things when you have two or three days off or vacations? You can turn all this off.
Well, I suppose you could turn it off anyway.
It's like if you turn on these shows, and you take a dispassionate view of them, just sit there and listen. It's all of this endless speculation by these Beltway insiders about what's going to happen and who's doing this and who's doing that. And there's no real news or information being disseminated. It's all of this inside the Beltway chatter being delivered to Middle America and to the Western United States. And people are sitting there and they're consuming it. So you've got all this stuff going on. I can understand why Elvis pulled out a gun in Las Vegas and shot his television set. I get it. I mean, don't you ever feel that way?
That is certainly the case. And, you know, that's why we at Media Matters do what we do, to try to improve what goes out over those airwaves. But it's a tough job.
Yeah, it is tough, because these people don't listen. Even though they keep getting caught time and time again, they keep repeating these same habits. Here's a good one. Fox News busted. I saw this one on your website, too, by the way, early this morning. And I've seen them do this before. Fox News aired altered photos of New York Times reporters. And this has to do with two people in Fox who I particularly do not like. Steve Doocy, and Brian Killamede, who, by the way, is a sports guy originally, isn't he?
I'm not sure, but they are on the Fox Morning Show, which is called Fox and Friends.
Right.
And for people who haven't seen it, it makes the other ones, Good Morning America and Today Show, look like, I don't know, a performance of Hamlet by the Royal Shakespeare Company. It's really pitched at sort of this kind of three-year-old level of intellect. But in any case, they were talking about a story that was in the New York Times that talked about Fox and had some people quoted saying critical things about them or something. They weren't happy about it, and they put up a photo of the reporter, a guy named Jacques Steinberg, and we caught it. Our researcher who was watching it looked at that photo that they put up and said, wait a second, something is not right there. And he went and found an actual photo of Jacques Steinberg that they took. What they did was they elongated his face, they made his ears stick out, all using Photoshop, they broadened his nose, and they yellowed his teeth so that he looks kind of like a gnome. They did it just enough so that it looks like it's an actual person, but just to make him look as ugly as possible. And then they also put up a photo of an editor at the New York Times and did the same thing to him. And unbelievable that they photoshopped these guys' pictures just to make them look uglier, basically. And this is an organization that professes to be reporting the news. And somebody criticizes them, and so they put up these photos, and they, you know, don't say, well, we altered this to make them look funny, but that's what they did. I mean, it just kind of it makes all of their claims to be a legitimate news organization just laughable.
And this is not the first time they've been caught doing this. I mean, they've done it before. But, you know, because I've seen it. Or they mislabel people. That's another big trick they pull, where they get the parties wrong. I've seen them do that before, too.
Yes, it seems to happen when some Republican is caught in the scandal. Somehow, when he shows up,
yes,
he gets identified as a Democrat.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, I find it to be totally bizarre that there are people out there who consume this network and actually believe what this network says is true, and will defend this network to the hilt. I mean, isn't it obvious what this thing is? Isn't it obvious what Fox is? Can't these people figure this out? I guess not.
Well, you would think.
I don't know. He who controls the media controls the culture, to quote Allen Ginsberg. And I don't know. Well, you and I always go end up the conversation the same thing, about how disgusting the media really is. Paul,
I don't want to bring you down, Jay.
Well, no, you don't have to. I mean, I think turning on television is just enough to bring anybody down, especially watching these people. And Matthews, you know, it's like, once again, why doesn't... Oh, and quickly before I go, did you read that cover story about Rush Limbaugh in the New York Times magazine?
Yes, I did. It was extremely kind.
It was a suck-up job, don't you think?
Well, you can put it that way.
And not only that, it was miserably, I mean, the guy is like, okay, he's got $100 billion, but would you want to get on the radio and, I mean, what he does is akin to being a child rapist. I mean, would you want to get on the radio and do that kind of stuff for that kind of money?
I'm speechless.
Yeah, okay. Well, the thing was a suck-up job, and I hope you guys or somebody takes the time to task over it. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, Jake.
All right, see you later. There's Paul Waldman from MediaMatters.org. Go check him out. Yeah, anybody see that write-up in New York Times Sunday Magazine about Limbaugh? Jeez. What a suck-up job that was. And you come away from the thing feeling bad for him. Only because he's just such a miserable character. And not because he has all this wealth. I mean, people would say, oh, well, you know, he has all this wealth and he makes all this money and you're just jealous of him. No, it's like, geez, that's like saying, okay, I can make a lot of money walking Colfax selling crack. So I think I'll do it. All right, John, do you think I went too far in calling that, calling Limbaugh like a child rapist?
I can understand where Paul is a little speechless after that one.
Okay, then
Don't know if it's as bad as child rape, but...
All right, let me retract it. Let me say, can I use this? Can I use this term? Prostitute. Because he admits in this article that he is a spokesman for corporate America. So he gets on the radio and he prostitutes himself every single day for corporate America.
That's a good likening.
Okay. 9:25, 25 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And John has a look at traffic.
Accidents at southbound 225 at I-25 and westbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard have been removed from the highway, but we're still dealing with some major jams on 225. It's thick from Yosemite down to the interchange and on I-70 beginning at Quebec as you head westbound. Off the highway is a crash involving five cars at 23rd and southbound Colorado Boulevard. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
Dealer, bar none. They've got great, convenient hours. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you got a wide swath of time there to pick when you want to go in. Start with my friend Spanky Herrera. Also ask for Gerard Menard. Ask for Uncle Fester or Jules or Freddie Labrato or any of the good folks working at Rockies, and they'll help you out. Rockies is just it's a very special place for me. That's all I can tell you. I've known them for 12 years, and I just can't tell you how many people there. And I get emails all the time from people who are just thrilled with the vehicles they bought and the way they were treated. And by the way, did I tell you Rocky's got a new thing? They'll show you the book on any vehicle you want to purchase. They'll show you the book, any vehicle. The book. They'll show you the book price. And they have their matching down incentive. Plus, I want to see your trade-in. So get over to Rockies. Corner 63rd and Federal.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
Okay, musical trivia time at 9:30. 30 minutes past. Slight chance thunderstorms. High today 86. Who had the first original version of this? Who had the big top 40 hit on this song? Anybody? Anybody know? Don't know, John? Not Bill Withers. Give me a break. Jeez, Bill Withers.
Seems like every time you ask me a rock and roll hall of questions, he's the answer.
No. I believe the singer's Jamaican who had the first hit on. I know what his name is. Well, look at all the people that are calling, so everybody else knows who it is. All right. See, we just have this really knowledgeable audience. Open phones now. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600. Yeah, the answer is Johnny Nash had the first hit of this. Do we even have the original? Look in there and see. I don't think we do. It's probably too old. Because all the music was loaded in this thing by a 16-year-old, so they don't remember anything past. No, see, we don't even have it. You know, that's disgusting that we don't have Johnny Nash's version. Do we have anything by Johnny Nash? No, nothing. Can you believe that? Nothing by Johnny Nash. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to get into is fine. But don't bring up Johnny Nash because we can't help you there. Because we don't have any Johnny Nash. Who puts that stuff together with no Johnny Nash? That's amazing. Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First-time caller. Love your show, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to tell you, that's nothing new with the fascist noise channel there, you know. They got Alan Combs over there who looks like a gnome, you know, and they purposely make him look like that. I don't know if you've ever seen that documentary, Outfox.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Insanity Hannity, and then you've got Alan, you know, good Sir Alan Combs over there. And let me tell you, your own other network, your brother network, Mr. Kaplis has been spreading that lie about Barack Obama, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm a small business owner, so his tax plan will kill people like me, you know. So,
well, he's the same guy that took Barack Obama's first book and audio took audio clips out of it and tried to make it seem as if Mr. Obama was racist, and he just went on and on and on and on about this. And when I listened to it on their website, I just cracked up, because obviously he didn't get the gist of the book. He obviously had never read the thing from cover to cover.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you talk about we need a national debate on this. I think we need some, you know, to start locally and get rid of some of this right-wing, you know, noise pollution we've got over there at KOA and 710 with, you know, like in Slant Hannity and stuff. Because it's pretty sickening and it's ridiculous. I mean, you guys are an island in the sea of the right-wing noise pollution. It's just, you know, one thing the next president's got to do is we need to get Mr. Murdoch's grip on media in this country relinquished and somehow bring some order and semblance back to the left of the dial.
What we need to do is we need to end media consolidation, and that's one thing. And then also, too, you know what we really need to? We need, whether you have it in Denver or you have it across the United States of America or wherever, whatever place you want to hold it, we really need a debate about what is opinion and what is news and are the two things mixed together. And we don't have enough, because of the weakening of the print media now, we don't have enough people in the newspapers, in the print journalism business, both in, you know, the two papers that are here, to kind of take this stuff on. And so the only place you can find out really what's going on is MediaMatters.org, and then there's also a Media Matters for Colorado that you can check out, which also contains information. But there's no debate here, and there's nobody coming forward and crying foul on any of this stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody's calling out the big three networks either, you know. I mean, they've swallowed their stones, as it were, and are spineless as all. I mean, people like Edward R. Murrow, have got to be just rolling over in their grave, much as founding fathers. What has happened to the network news in this country, you know?
I totally agree. I totally reject, rebel, and resist the mass media in this country, and it makes me at times ashamed that I'm part of it.
I agree. You know, I mean, you got to go out, Jay. You got to go outside this country to get honest media. I mean, you every poll outside this country says the Iraqis want the United States out, but you never see that in this country. You know, in Vietnam, the flags came home and they showed the coffins, but to me in this country, they've got no balls to show that. You know, I mean, they've been silenced and dictated to by King George. You know, it's just, you know, there's some estimates by me that there's over 1 million Iraqis dead, but you don't hear about that. You know, what you hear on fascist noise channels, from Bill O'Reilly is, there's 40,000 Iraqis dead, and that's a liberal, estimate. I just can't believe the tripe that people in this country swallow. Forrest Gump says, you know, stupid is, stupid does, and America seems to have a monopoly on the on stupidity. Every American in this country seems to be eating at the stupid buffet and falling down the dum-dum tree, you know? I mean, doesn't anybody have any gray matter, any balls anymore in this country? What's happened to us?
I think I think what's happened to us is that broadcasters no longer feel, nor are they pushed to have any response to the public. And I think that the other thing is that now the lines are blurred between opinion and journalism. Whereas before, you didn't have that. When you had only the three networks and you had supreme trust in, like Huntley and Brinkley and Walter Cronkite and others, and now entertainment, opinion, and news, there's no wall of separation between the three, and that's what confuses the public. There's editorial content interjected into news, and people do not understand what journalism is. Like, I'll get people who will call me. Well, you're a journalist. No, I'm a talk show host. This is like an electronic editorial page. It's not supposed to be balanced. But when you read something in the news, it's supposed to be balanced.
Right.
It's supposed to have journalistic integrity. Hey,
if you show, if you print one side, you know, you're dutifully bound to print the other side
right.
as well.
That's right. You got to print the response. Hey, Rich, thanks, man. Glad you called.
Here, Jay. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Media's definitely gone downhill in this country. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. How about the traffic? Has that gone downhill?
It has, man. It's been a rough morning after yesterday. It was real nice today. A totally different situation. If you're heading out of Castle Rock on northbound I-25, a traffic stop and arrest going on the right-hand shoulder near Founders Parkway. That's slowing folks down there. To the north, a five-car crash on southbound Colorado Boulevard at 23rd Avenue. Elsewhere, shaping up on the highways, a little busy on southbound 225 at Yosemite and on westbound I-70 at Colorado Boulevard, those due to earlier accidents. And today's forecast, clouds and sun mixed with a slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high of 86, right now 71 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your complete source for local information in print and at DexKnows.com. When you need local information and you're on the move, call 1-800.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Your profile now at PerfectMatch.com.
Our whole lives we lived in the same city.
And we never would have met, well, if it weren't for PerfectMatch.com.
And her love for reality TV.
Yeah, that's that.
Discover the perfect match difference. Complete your free compatibility profile and find out how to get 2 months free. Go to PerfectMatch.com. PerfectMatch.com.
As the price of gas continues to rise, so does the number of fuel-saving experts. Look, the guys at Advance Auto Parts aren't scientists inventing hydrogen engines or cellulosic ethanol. They got their PhDs in parts. Stuff like air filters, fuel filters, spark plugs, fuel system cleaners, and other things that make cars run more efficiently. Look, if you really want to save money on gas, go buy a bike. Otherwise, head on over to Advance Auto Parts. They'll show you how to get more miles per gallon. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
If I had $1 million.
AM 760 is proud to present Money Matters with Dave and Coke every Sunday morning at 11. Money Matters. Learn how to make zero your hero. That's Money Matters every Sunday at 11 on AM 760.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at your Cottman Transmission Service Center in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. Find us at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Yeah, here's the original version of Johnny Nash to Steer It Up. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour. Thunderstorms, high of 86. Steer it up. Somewhere Pogo Pogue is going nuts.
Little darling, steer it up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Steer it up.
All right, which version do you like better?
Darling, it's been a long, long time.
I got to go with Bob, but... I know you're going to chastise me for that one.
No, I'm not going to. I think that there's different versions of this. I mean,
I like this one too. Not the original, but I like, you know, I'm a big Bob Marley fan, so.
Yeah, you remember, you got to remember, though, when this was done. I mean, this was considered novel. Johnny Nash is these days. 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 86. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jerry from Boston in Denver. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey, I think you're having a great show, and there's sort of a focus on all of the false information and charges that the Republicans make. So you're, earlier that guest pointed out that instead of 21 million small business owners being affected, it's only 400,000 people. That's a good fact to know.
Yeah, well, Waldman and Media Matters is a very sharp organization.
Well, you know, we can do the same thing with the oil issue. You know, the Republicans are amazing. They make us seem like we're a bunch of tree huggers who don't give a darn about oil and so forth. But the reality is that big oil has now replaced OPEC. Remember, we used to have OPEC meetings, and we would worry what would happen with our oil prices. Well, now it's big oil doing it. Now, they say that there's a problem. There's too much demand. India is coming on board and China. And in fact, there is increased demand. But something that you never hear about is the fact that big oil is only drilling and exploring 25% of their leases. 75% of their leases are just in inventory. So what they're basically doing is limiting the supply. They have the ability, both financially and available leases, to drill more. But why should they? Why should they? They are now making more money than any other industry in the world. They're the envy of every other industry around.
Well, they shouldn't. What they're trying to do is they're trying to hold that down. Plus, on top of this, the thing about the Republican argument that's really false is two things. One, okay, let's say we started drilling tomorrow. It'd be 10 years probably before you could get that developed and get it to market. And number two, the oil companies would sell it on the world market, not just domestically to us. So the end result is we wouldn't get any kind of a break.
That's all true. You know, sometimes you hear from big oil, well, we've got some refinery capacity issues too. You know, but the reality is a number of refineries have added space, but if they wanted to, they could build another refinery. If they don't have another refinery, it's because they don't want to have another refinery. The problem is big oil. And unless we understand that, they do have the capacity to drill more and produce more oil if they were motivated. Instead, though, they want to get their hands on offshore waters. They want to get their hands on pristine plateaus because it's good for their inventory. It's good for their portfolio, for their long-term affluence.
Yeah.
So what does it do for the rest of us?
Yeah, I agree. And then you got politicians like Bob Schaefer who makes incredibly stupid statements like, well, you know, they're off the shores of Cuba looking for oil, and Cuba's only 50 miles from the United States, and it's like, no, they're 90 miles, and they've been looking for oil there for years and haven't been able to find anything, and because they're doing it doesn't necessarily mean that we should be doing it, and that, you know, their logic is all balled up, man, and it's all like, but you know what? I'll tell you what it does. It's a simple answer to a complex problem. It's easy to digest, and it's easy to put over, so people end up believing it.
That's why it's so dangerous. I agree with you. I think the Republicans are geniuses at slogans. They have a way of putting such a spin on an issue, and then it becomes incumbent upon us. Look what they did to Kerry last time. It's so important when there are false allegations that we jump on it, identify it, and talk about it. And because I go places, I hear people talking about this election. You go to dinner and somebody saying, I voted for Bush two times, and now I'm thinking not. This is all in play. We have to make sure that what we believe, which is an honest portrayal of the situation, that that has to get out. Otherwise, if it all gets decided by a bunch of the slogans, we'll find a way to lose.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Dorothy in Wheat Ridge. Dorothy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm so mad I could spit nails over this election. I'm putting up my shortwave radio, and I'm going to get some real news because there isn't any in this country anymore.
Is there any? Is there anybody broadcasting on the shortwave band? Any bands like 31 meters and 40? I mean, is there anybody at 49? Is there anybody left doing it?
I don't know. I'll even get international if I have to.
Well, yeah, but see, most of that stuff, most of those people have discontinued their English language programming, and most of the people around there now are all religious broadcasters beamed towards third world countries.
But
what you can do is you can do a couple of things. One of the things you can do is you can get virtually anybody you're thinking about. Radio France Internationale, you can get the BBC, you can get anybody you're thinking about. You can get it over through the Internet.
Yeah. And also I think maybe people would be a little more interested in what happens to their country and who gets elected if the schools had a little bit more education in mind. Wheat Ridge down here has a great big football field, brand new, that the kids are going to play football on. Isn't education first?
Yeah.
I mean, son of a gun, if we're so short of money and everybody's tightening their belt, a football field, I would think, could come last.
I would think so, too.
Brand new. AstroTurf, the whole nine yards.
But all that stuff is important. It's all important. And education is important.
Well, maybe the parents ought to kick in a little bit more. The taxpayers getting a little bit bent.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it depends on that's a whole other place to go. Dorothy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of shortwave radio when I was a kid. Also used to be a radio amateur. Any got any hams out there? We do. 73, good DX.
You ever watch Pump Up the Volume, the movie with Christian Slater?
Oh, yeah.
I love that flick. That's kind of what got me into radio, was that movie.
Pump Up the Volume?
Yeah. I need to go rent that. It's been years since I've seen it.
I just saw it not too long ago. You know what got me into radio?
What's that?
I went to Disneyland one day, took the monorail over to the Disneyland Hotel, and there at the Disneyland Hotel was the now-gone KEZY on 1190, and I watched the late Emperor Bob Hudson play records, and I said, that's what I want to
do. Wow, cool. That is cool.
And now, look at me.
Look at what's become of this whole radio thing.
Look at what's becoming. I mean, I should have stayed in school, stopped chasing chicks, and smoking dope and getting high, and I should have gone and become like a librarian or a teacher,
an engineer,
a teacher of Latin American literature or something. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour. John Turkin, traffic.
One crash to avoid out there, this one involving five vehicles, southbound Colorado Boulevard at 23rd Avenue. Expect delays around the Zoo and Museum of Natural History there. On the highways, we are recovering but sluggish in a few spots. Westbound I-70 from Quebec to Brighton Boulevard and on southbound 225 from Yosemite to I-25, those due to earlier accidents. On I-25, usual slow stretch on the southbound side from I-70 down to Spear Boulevard. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Look for a high of 86. Also calling for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Current temperature 71 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Vegas right now is opportunity knocking with the best offers in years. Answer the door and live the dream. Vegas is yours for the taking with...
Don't let car buying make you sad.
Just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go.
Even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash. And your credit's bad. This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It's mycarnow.com.
It's mycarnow.com. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $50.97. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company Liberty Bell is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and Dish Network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 Bundles. That's 303 Bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell Bundles. 303 Bundles.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural, honey mustard, or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner. As a grandfather, I know that children get into everything. Each year, over 250,000 children need help from poison control centers due to exposure to toxic household cleaners. Simple Green can replace those hazardous products. Try Simple Green today. If you are not completely satisfied, I'll give you your money back. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
Four minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 86. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, and let me go to Gwen Ellen in Lakewood. Where are you? Oh, here you are. Gwen Ellen, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Woo! Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, congratulations on winning the award.
Well, that's because I'm the Robert Mugabe candidate. I snuffed out everybody else, so I was the only one who could win.
Whatever works, huh?
I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm taking you back to one of yesterday's topics because I'm holding a letter I got from Ed Perlmutter regarding this latest FISA vote on June 20th. And he says something that isn't coming out from any of you guys on 760. And so I thought you'd be interested in hearing just a bit of it. He said that what they voted on was an update on the FISA law originally enacted in 78 and replaces the controversial Protect America Act.
Right.
And so he said it increases our nation's security by ensuring there is no gap in intelligence collection while protecting our civil liberties by preventing the government from surveilling our citizens without a lawful warrant. The compromise also increases oversight of intelligence activities. Then he underlines, rejects automatic immunity for telecom companies.
But, right, but what he's not telling you there is he's not telling you that the telecom companies can say, well, listen, the Justice Department sent me a letter or the White House asked for the information, and I went along with it, so therefore I should be shielded from any kind of reprisal when the fact is no.
Yeah.
You broke the law.
Well, it says it does not grant them any immunity from criminal liability or potential civil liability.
See, that's not true. Because they can cop out and say, well, the administration sent me a letter asking for it.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's doing? That's like changing the law. That's like saying bank robbery is illegal, and then after you rob the bank, then they change the law so that robbing a bank's not illegal.
Yeah, but that didn't work with the My Lai massacre. You know, we do have precedents where God made me do it didn't work.
Well, yeah, but look, I have the greatest respect for Congressman Perlmutter. You know that.
Yeah.
But I do not agree with him. I think he is not telling the whole story there.
Well, yeah, and because he's on the Homeland Security Committee, that may well be true, you know. But it's interesting. He and I have talked a number of times about a number of things, but I have told him that there are times when my political phone conversations are hung up on, not by me or not by the other party. So he knows I'm very interested in that.
Well, let me just end it by
saying... Unwarranted thing.
Yeah, me too. And let me just end it by saying this to you.
Yeah.
The district is lucky to have him as a congressman.
Right.
But there are going to be times where we're going to have to agree to disagree, and that's all we can do. Gwen Ellen, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. That's it for this morning. Now I'm going to go out and see if my phones are tapped. And I'll be back tomorrow unless the state police get me.
Dr. Daddio asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
It will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy.